So, guys, what do you want to do today?
You were one of the jurors, weren't you? You lied to me, I saw it!
What?
He was innocent, it was self-defense! He didn't mean to do it!
What are you talking about?
I saw Justin Reynolds on the juror ballot, and you're the only white Justin Reynolds I know. Don't lie to me!
Joseph, that was in Texas.
So where are we, Cody? Are we in Texas or not?
Florida, we're in Florida.
Florida?
Yeah.
My bad, dog. I thought we was in Texas or something.
So, did you guys see the news?
That's what I'm talking about, Cody. They said he was guilty. Look, white people won today. Y'all got it. You want to celebrate and rub it in my face? That was for a birthday cake. You're trying to get it.
What? No, I meant the other news.
What other news, dude?
Well, that Elon Musk is the world's first trillionaire.
What?
Trillionaire?
Yeah, trillion.
How many millions is that?
A million.
Yeah, how many millions is that?
No, I mean it's a million.
Dude, he just asked you a question, right? Why repeat the same thing?
Yeah, what are you, 5 years old? You can't make up real numbers? Oh, it's a million. It's a million, billion, billion.
Okay, imagine this. Imagine you have $1 million.
Ooh, what I would do with $1 million.
Ooh, I'd buy a yacht.
What you would
I'd buy a hot tub and a jet ski.
Oh,
that's
bro,
not what I meant.
I'd party like Aspen or something.
I didn't say... Okay, let's say you have $1 million.
Yeah, we're just a fantasy.
Oh, right, okay. Now imagine you have $1 million more.
Ooh. That'd be like $1 billion.
3 yachts?
It'd be $1 trillion, actually.
So how did he even become a trillionaire? Like, didn't he invent the car?
No, he didn't invent the car. He owns a car company.
Okay, so then why doesn't every owner of a car company have $1 trillion?
Well, because he has a bunch of other businesses, too. Like, he owns SpaceX.
What? SpaceX?
Yes.
He just stole NASA's idea.
Dude, he can't steal that.
Yeah, NASA's been around for a long time, and he just like, oh, I'm going to make my own space company. He can't do that. Stealing.
Well, I mean, he kind of did do that, but, I mean, he also has contracts with NASA.
Okay, so he steals NASA's idea, becomes more successful than them, and gives them crumbs.
Well, sounds like a billionaire to me.
Kind of.
Yeah. So, okay, he just stole NASA's idea. Guys, hear my words.
I'm here.
I'm going to be the world's first quadrillionaire.
Yeah, beat him. Show him who's really a boss.
Junior, I don't think you understand how much a quadrillion is.
How many millions is that?
A billion.
A billion?
A billion million.
A billion million?
You think he's a rapper?
A million billion trillion zillion?
But no, it's a billion millions. That's how much it is.
He doesn't even know real numbers.
He's lying.
Those aren't real numbers. I'm telling you how much a quadrillion is.
Okay, listen, guys. I'm going to be a quadrillionaire because I'm going to start my own space company, and I'm going to take all his ideas and do it better.
Yeah.
Wait. What, if you're just going to copy him, why would you have more money? Why wouldn't you just have the same amount?
Because I'm going to do it better. How many trillions are in a quadrillion?
Like 1,000.
Okay, so I just have to do what he did 1,000 times. Easy.
Light work.
But it's not light work. It's incredibly difficult. That's why he's the first person to become a trillionaire.
And that's why I'm going to be the first person to become a quadrillionaire, because I know the formula now.
You don't know the formula.
He has the sauce, dude.
Yeah, so listen, I'm going to start my own space company, and I already have a rocket in my closet.
What?
Already a step ahead, my boy. I see you.
So, Cody, how much does one of SpaceX rockets cost?
About $90 million.
Try $29.99 at Target.
Ha! Beat your overpriced rocket, dude.
Well, no, not really, because this only goes up to 400 feet, and space is 330,000 feet.
Well, we're a little short. It's okay, though.
Yeah, we're just starting.
Yeah, you have to do this 825 times. So this times 825.
What are you doing math, dude?
Yeah, you're always doing math problems.
Ruining the day.
There's a lot of math involved in rocket science, yeah.
How is there any math with rockets? It just goes up.
Well, you have to calculate, like, how to launch it and all
that. Oh, so you're telling me the astronauts that were in the space shuttle were doing math?
Well, kinda, yeah.
So you're telling me a screen popped up and it was like, what's 28 minus 7? And if they got it wrong, the space shuttle blew up?
Well, if the math is wrong, yes, the space shuttle does blow up.
So the people on Challenger were doing math equations and they got it wrong and they blew up.
The people in the rocket weren't, but the people on the ground in Houston do the math.
Everything's wrong in Houston.
So Houston needs better schools.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that this is not going to go to space.
Okay, I know it's not going to go to space, Cody. We're just starting off. Elon Musk didn't go to space the first time he launched a rocket.
Well, probably not.
Yeah. Ours isn't going to blow up or cause environmental damage.
It won't blow up. I guarantee that. That is true.
Yeah, all we have to do is stomp on whatever this thing is.
Yeah, because it's not a real rocket. It doesn't go to space.
Hey, watch your mouth, dude.
Not a real rocket. He has glasses.
You would think.
He can read. Hey, Cody, come here. Cody, come here.
Yeah.
What does this sentence say?
It says stomp rocket.
What was that word?
Rocket.
What did you say it wasn't?
I said it wasn't a real rocket.
Whoa, stomp. Stomp
it says rocket. It's 100% kid powered, not 100% fuel, rocket fuel that sends it into space powered.
Yeah, because we're good for the ozone layer. No fuel.
No fuel.
Oh, he invented the electric car, right? We invented the not fueled rocket.
Yeah. Wow, we didn't even invent this. It's a product that a company makes and sells at Target.
Same thing Elon did.
Yeah, we bought it and we're doing better than it.
We're not doing better. We're not doing anything. We're just playing with toys.
Oh, wait. Oh, I just saw another sentence. Come here.
Bring that here, all right.
Wait, what's that say?
You're talking about high performance rocket?
High performance rocket.
Ain't shit low over here, bro.
Look, a rocket does not mean it goes to space.
You hear him?
Someone, let me get my phone.
Thank you.
Cody, I googled the definition of rocket. Read it, please.
It says a vehicle, missile, or engine propelled by a reaction engine that carries its own propellant.
Sounds like our object.
No, because this doesn't do any of that stuff. You haven't even seen it work yet!
Yeah, look, it's clearly launching. She's pointing at space.
She's pointing up because it goes in the air and comes back down.
And
no,
where's
it's because
space?
It's going into the sky and it's not staying on ground, dude.
Yeah, it's going up, up, up. We're going, that's the K-pop demon hunter.
But no, okay. It's not going to go to space just because it goes up.
Okay, well, I already have the logo.
Ooh, I like
for
it.
Our space company.
It's called SpaceX 2.
Come on.
Use your glasses. I thought you were smart. No, it's SpaceX squared.
Okay, well, it's still just Elon Musk's company.
Yeah, and his company is just NASA, basically.
Well, I mean, it's similar, yeah.
Yeah, so if he can steal ideas, we can steal ideas, too.
And
so you're going to record me launching this rocket, right? And then we're going to yell SpaceX 2, SpaceX 2 the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, marketing.
Yeah, and then we're going to upload it, and we're going to ask who wants to invest in our space company.
Why would anybody invest in our company? We don't make money.
How does SpaceX make money?
Well, they get contracts with NASA.
NASA pays SpaceX.
Well, yeah, they have, like, a partnership.
Wait a minute. So, Joseph, you're telling me that if you had a girlfriend, right, and then another man came along that's better in every way, and then she starts dating him, would you pay the new man?
I would not be in the Diddy C, dude.
NASA's in the chair.
Well, I'm not arguing.
Why is NASA paying a company better than it?
It's not a company. NASA's not a company. They're government agents.
I don't want to hear this anymore. I'm just getting upset at NASA. I used to look up to NASA.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to be looking down at NASA when we're in space.
We're not going to go to space.
Yeah, okay. With my video's editing skills, you're going to see us in space.
Okay, so you're going to lie. You're just going to pretend it went to space.
Yeah, because it's our first rocket.
Okay, but...
We need the money. And when I'm a quadrillionaire, I'm going to go to space every day. I'm going to live in space. Come on, guys.
All right, guys. Are you ready for the first rocket launch of SpaceX 2?
Yeah.
Hey, make sure you're recording, okay, Cody?
Oh, I'm recording.
All right. SpaceX 2. SpaceX 2.
SpaceX 2, the next level. Way better than Elon.
Yeah, SpaceX 2. We're going to go to space. All right, Joseph. Launch the first rocket. We're going to call it the what does Elon call his rockets?
Like the Falcon Heavy.
This is the Eagle times 7.
Eagle times 7 overweight.
Sure.
All right. Launch it.
All right. Eagle times 7 texting. What is it? SpaceX 2. Watch this.
Jesus Christ. It went to the sun.
Yeah, I don't know. It went
to the sun.
And back.
It didn't go to the sun.
We went to the sun. First people to go to the sun. Suck it, Elon.
It went in the air and then
to the sun.
Back. And we did it in under 20 minutes, dude.
Yeah. Oh, take it, Elon. Take it.
Take it up the
How does Junior Nuts taste?
Mm.
Did you get my nuts?
I did get your nuts, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about,
bro. All right. Okay, guys, are you ready to see the video? We're going to show our investors so that we can get trillions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, dude. Let's get this money.
Yeah.
Outer space is big, but Elon Musk and SpaceX, they just want to go to stupid Mars. But here at SpaceX 2, we're going for a much bigger, closer prize. The sun. That's right. As SpaceX 2's cutting-edge rocket technology, we're launching straight to the sun. And kablamo, super supernova, SpaceX 2. That's right. Let's go to space together. The right way. Suck it, Elon.
How does Junior Nuts taste?
It's great.
Did you get my nuts?
Oh, Junior, I really like that you included the part with your nuts. That'll make the investors take you seriously.
People want a CEO that's a go-getter, that's not afraid to do anything, and I'm not afraid to show something on camera.
Yeah, somebody that's balls to the wall.
Yeah, Elon Musk would never show his package.
Yeah, he wouldn't go to the sun either.
Yeah, because he's too afraid. He wants to colonize Mars. You can't even fit that many people on Mars. The sun is bigger, it could fit more people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you also can't go to the sun because it's too hot, you'd die.
With a quadrillion dollars, you can do anything. With a quadrillion dollars, you can get suits that won't melt.
No, you can't. That's physically impossible.
Physically? We are the physics here.
Yeah, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you keep saying million billions, and we're doing the math. We made a rocket go up.
Yeah, you made it go up and then immediately crash back down.
Someone has to start somewhere. You think cavemen made fires and then it didn't go away?
Come on, now. He's spitting. Think about it.
Yeah, the cavemen didn't immediately make a lamp.
But no, they didn't.
Yeah, they had to make a fire and then put it out.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about life, Cody. You think Thomas Edison made a light bulb on the first try?
But no.
Do you want me to call Nicolas Cage?
Please don't.
Okay, good.
You gotta start from somewhere, dude.
Who's at the door? Do you think it's investors with a dump truck full of money?
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Investors, dude.
All right, I'll let you know if I need help with the wheelbarrows of cash.
Jesus.
Hello? You look like an investor. Do you want to invest?
No, I'm a lawyer for SpaceX. I'm here to give you this cease and desist letter. Your company, SpaceX 2, is clearly in violation of the trademarks of SpaceX. I'm here to tell you to knock it off, or we're going to sue the pants off you.
I'm wearing shorts.
Have a nice day.
Okay.
Where's the money, Junior? Oh, did they have their own people to bring the wheelbarrows of cash in? That's weird, I don't hear them, though. Oh, maybe they gave you a check or Bitcoin. Oh, what's this? Oh, look at that. It says cease and desist letter from SpaceX. What's that say? Unauthorized use and imitation of SpaceX branding and intellectual property. Wow, that sounds about right. Why are you smiling?
Because that means he's scared.
Ooh, that boy felt threatened.
Yeah, he knows that we're a threat. He knows we're a real space company.
No, I don't think he feels threatened. He signed it Elon Musk the Trillionaire. He's pretty much bragging.
Yeah. He's just showing off the money so he knew that we were going to take it.
Yeah. He's sitting there. That's all his whole personality is now, is that he's a trillionaire. He's scared. He knew that three little kids launching a rocket, that one day we're going to conquer the space company.
He's going to break his pockets.
I don't think the Trillionaire was threatened by three little kids in a toy rocket.
Then why would he even risk sending this letter?
Because he doesn't like you stealing his branding.
Yeah. But he steals everything.
Yeah, he stole NASA.
Well, it doesn't matter because we're not making any money yet.
Listen, I'm not going to pay attention to that. Let's think of a new idea.
Okay, so you're just going to give up on that then?
I'm not going to give up. I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Yeah. That's what giving up means.
I can't do it. He's going to sue me, Cody.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you should.
No, but we know we're on the right track because the Trillionaire told us to stop it.
Okay,
so we need to think of another idea. Ooh, guys. There's a game show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right?
Right.
Okay, what if we do a game show called Who Wants to Be a Trillionaire?
Dude, everybody wants to be a trillionaire. Money is everywhere. Everybody wants money.
Yeah, so then if we just answer a few questions, we win $1 trillion.
Yeah, dude, let's do it.
And who's going to give us $1 trillion?
The game show?
The host.
The game show that doesn't exist?
That's why we make it a show, and then we go on and we win it.
We make a game show to give ourselves $1 trillion?
Well, yeah. Only if we answer the questions right.
Oh. Okay, Junior, even on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, people don't usually win the million.
Yeah, we're going to make the questions really hard.
And somebody's going to just give us $1 trillion. We're going to have $1 trillion to give ourselves $1 trillion.
The TV company will have $1 trillion because they're giving away the game show money.
They're not going to just give away $1 trillion.
It's going to be very hard to give away because the questions are going to be hard.
And if nobody ever wins, then nobody's going to play because nobody ever gets $1 trillion.
All we have to do is win it once.
But it doesn't even exist.
Not yet.
That's why we have the idea.
It's a stupid idea. Nobody's going to even invest in that.
God, I'm getting tired of you ruining our ideas.
Dude. Let me call a TV company and see what they say. Okay, I'm calling ABC. It's ringing.
Hey there, ABC TV Network.
Yes, I have an idea for a new game show. You guys used to have a show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys can make a show called Who Wants to Be a Trillionaire?
Well, that sounds expensive.
Yeah, so the prize would be $1 trillion, and you'd have to answer questions. It's just like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but a Trillionaire.
So it would be the same game show, but it would cost us $1 trillion every time someone won?
Yeah, but you can make the questions, like, really hard, and I want to be the first contestant since I gave you the idea.
Well, see, the problem is our entire company is only worth $8 billion, so even if somebody won, we couldn't pay them. I mean, we are owned by Disney, and their net worth is $200 billion, but even if they spent their entire net worth on one winner, it still wouldn't be $1 trillion.
Oh. Okay, so who wants to be a billionaire? Hello? He hung up.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah, he said that they don't even have $1 trillion.
Yeah, a few people do.
Yeah, how many?
Well, just Elon Musk, pretty much.
Okay, well, is it about to be me?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
About to be me, right?
How?
I don't know. Okay, tell me another company Elon Musk owns.
Well, he owns Tesla.
Okay, yeah, he made cars. Everyone makes cars these days.
Everybody?
Yeah, there's Toyota and Nissan and Jeep and Volkswagen and
Henry Ford guy.
Yeah, okay, those are companies, some of which have been around for like 100 years.
Yeah, see, hundreds of years. If people did it 100 years ago, we could easily do it now with Google.
Google? You just Google a car into existence?
And YouTube the tutorial how to make it?
ChatGPT. You're gonna assemble a car by hand?
Oh, he thinks I can't assemble a car by hand.
He has muscles, dude.
You talking Lego?
Boom, Cody. A car that can be built by hand.
That is a Lego Bugatti.
Yes, but it's still a car. It has wheels and a steering wheel, and it looks like a car.
Yeah, it's a toy car, though. It doesn't drive. It doesn't have an engine.
Okay.
You haven't driven it. How do you know?
Yeah, what if we, like, sit on it and roll?
Okay, that's not driving. That's just playing with a toy car.
But listen, Cody. Obviously, the instructions to build this car have to be similar to a real car or else it wouldn't look the same.
No, they don't have to be similar.
So we open it and we grab the Lego instructions and then we go to Home Depot and pick up...
Home Depot? Okay, even if Home Depot had car parts, they're not going to be the same as what you find in a Lego set.
Okay, real quick. Where do car companies get the parts for their cars?
They make them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have factories, too.
What? That's a lot of... What?
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of work. That's why I said you couldn't do it by hand.
Okay, well, that's not fair. They have access to factories. If we had factories, we could do it.
Yeah, we could, but we're not a real company, so we don't.
Okay, let's... Okay, scrap the car idea.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize how many parts.
Yeah, okay. It's a lot of parts.
Yeah, we can build this later for fun.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Okay, so...
Do that now. It'd be easier.
No, I want to be a quadrillionaire.
Okay.
Name other things Elon Musk made.
Well, he owns Twitter.
Oh, see, he owns Twitter. He didn't create it. He just bought a website that was already successful.
Yeah.
So what if we buy a website that's already successful? What if we buy YouTube?
Well, you're still going to have a couple billion dollars to do that.
Okay, we can get a loan.
A loan for a few billion dollars?
I don't know, Cody. I'm trying to think, okay? My brain is... I'm having a headache from all these ideas.
I mean, yeah. Cool Math Games probably is cheaper, though.
Cool Math Games.
Yeah, we could buy it.
I mean, that would be easier to buy. It'd definitely be cheaper.
Okay, what if we make a website that is like YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter all combined? What if we make the ultimate website?
That'd be perfect, dude.
Do you know how to make a website?
No.
Me neither. That's problem number one. We gotta learn how to code.
Oh, no, we don't have to learn how to code. What if we go to Wix.com?
Well, I don't think Wix can make a competitor for the biggest websites in the world.
Wix can make a website, and we just... Cody, watch. I'll make a website. Okay, guys. GoDaddy.com. And I looked at the domain, Google.com.
Oh, wow. Google.com's not available. That's crazy.
Yeah, Google.com's not available. But one day, if we keep refreshing it, Google might forget to pay for the domain, and we can buy it before them.
They're not going to forget to pay for the domain.
Joseph, keep refreshing it.
I got you, dude.
Yeah, because every year it has to renew, right? And if they forget to buy it, we can buy it first, and then we can charge them $10 billion or whatever price we want for them to get it back.
Junior, they're probably pretty protective of that domain. It's like the biggest website in the entire world.
Yeah, but we can get it before they do, and then we can charge $10 billion.
Look, it's available!
It's available! Oh, my God! It's only $5! We gotta buy it! We gotta buy it!
No way.
We gotta buy it! Guys, we own Google.com! We own the domain, Google.com! And if you go to Google.com, it shows my face asking for $10 billion! I think Google's gonna write a check real quick.
I bet the whole world is really confused right now.
Yeah, I bet everyone's like, Google, pay the man. And then when we get our $10 billion, we can invest it into a quadrillion dollars.
Or you could just give me $1 billion, because I don't really want
to. No, we're not stopping at $1 billion. We need to get $1 trillion and then a quadrillion.
I'll take $1 billion. Billion sounds fine.
Who's at the door? Do you think it's Google with a check?
That would be insane.
Yeah. Hello? Do you have a check from Google for $10 billion?
Nope, but I do have this cease and desist letter from Google because you stole their domain. They want you to give it back or they're going to sue the pants off.
Yeah, the pants.
Yep.
You know what, guys? I'm starting to get real peeved.
Oh, what's this? Oh, another cease and desist letter from Google this time. You know, I'm actually going to put these two together. You managed to get a cease and desist letter from two major companies in one day. That's actually really impressive.
Dude, you should definitely try for three. That has to be a record.
I'll get the plushies.
No, we don't need to get sued.
Guys, why is it that every time we're close to making a quadrillion dollars, someone tries to stop us?
Because you keep stealing their branding.
Well, Elon Musk got to steal NASA, and he got to buy Twitter. Why can't I buy Google and steal NASA?
Well, because he just bought Twitter. He had the money to do that. He overpaid for it.
I bought Google for $5!
But that was not your brand.
It is now.
You stole it out from under them.
I didn't steal. I paid $5 for it.
He was waiting on the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, they forgot to renew their domain.
Yeah, but you still kind of like yoinked it.
Yoinked?
Yeah.
He did not say yoink at all.
That is so stupid. Every time we try to get successful, someone stops us. How am I supposed to make $1 trillion if the whole world's against me?
They don't want to see us up, bro.
Yeah, everyone says it's lonely at the top. No, it's pretty crowded.
We're not at the top. We're at the bottom. We have made no money.
Maybe you're at the bottom.
Yeah, Cody, do you have two cease and desist letters?
But no, I guess I don't.
Yeah, because you're not making progress. We are making progress.
This is progress? Threats for lawsuits are progress?
Oh, God. I haven't even... And you told me they make car parts, like, out of just nothing?
Not out of nothing. It's a whole process.
That's just... Oh, how did he do it? I have a headache.
I know, me too.
Cody, the investment CEO, CFO, we want to have a conversation. Can you turn around and not listen?
Oh, okay, sure.
You're not a part of this?
No, I'm not.
Listen, dude, I want to give up. Give up?
It's so hard.
What about the investment?
There's no way we're going to make $1 trillion. I can't even make $1 million or $1 billion. I can't even make $1.
I mean, I thought it would go faster. Like
yeah, I thought it was going to be super smooth. I thought all we have to do is just make companies and we keep getting stopped and... I want to give up, but I don't want Cody to know, because if he knows that I want to give up, he's going to say, nah, nah, nah,
boo, boo. Yeah, he's a douche about stuff like that.
So here's, I want it to be your idea to give up.
Me?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, all right, what are we going to do next? And then I want you to say, oh, guys, I think we should just take a break. And I'll be like,
I got you, my boy. I'll do that.
All right. What's that, Joseph? More ideas? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so many ideas.
Back to the cars. So I think we should buy a used car.
Boy, I am tired and hungry, man. You know what? I think we should put this on the back burner for a little bit.
What? You mean take a break?
Yeah, you're gonna take a good break. A long one.
But we're so close to making the $1 quadrillion.
You know what? Why do we need money? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not hurting for money right now.
Right.
I guess I could take a break.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not giving up. I want to stay on this, but I do think you need a break. You look tired.
I am so tired. I could fall asleep right now, like, but I'm not.
See, man, Cody, first. Joseph wants to take a break.
Just take a break. Not giving up.
Yeah.
No, we're not giving up.
Why would we give up?
We were so close.
Yeah, we're so close with our 2 cease and desist letters.
We're not
going to come back to it later, bro.
Yeah, we're going to come back to later. We just want some pizza rolls. We're not giving up, okay? So don't ever think that I gave up.
No, okay, so tomorrow you're going to be right back at it, right?
Man, he's tired.
I'm so tired.
Oh, what about us? But by the end of the week, then, you think you'd probably be a quadrillionaire?
I'm probably going to go to the movies.
We go to the movies. We're kids.
Yeah.
Okay, stop putting so much pressure on us, Cody.
Yeah, it's like summer, dude. We're trying to enjoy it.
Yeah, we're just kids who are apparently going to be quadrillionaires.
Yeah, we will. I'm going to be. I'm going to be the first one. All right, Joseph, let's get some pizza rolls.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I need new friends.
Hey, shut up, Joseph. I got it.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I got it.
Oh, dude, that was so close.
I know. I didn't think I was going to get it. I'm so happy we're playing Jenga.
Yeah, money Jenga.
All right, Richard, it's your turn.
All right, which piece do I want to go for? This one.
Oh, be careful. Be careful. You lose.
Actually, it looks like I'm winning.
All right, guys, what game do you want to play next?
How about we play hide and seek?
Okay, yeah, I love hide and seek.
I'm really good at hide and seek, dude.
I'll be it. Okay, I'm going to count you guys high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, ready or not, here I come. All right, guys, I'm going to find you. I just don't know where they're at. Joseph, are you behind the teddy bear? No. Where could he be? Joseph, are you inside the popcorn container? No. Where could he be? Joseph?
Aw, man, how'd you find me, dude?
You were making a lot of noise.
No, I was quiet as a mouse.
Okay, I gotta find Richard now. Richard? Richard?
Cha-ching! I'm allergic to your poor air.
Well, I found you, Richard, so that's it. That means, Joseph, you're it, since I found you first.
Aw, man.
All right, I'm gonna go hide. Who's that? I'm gonna go answer the door. Hello?
Hey there, I'm here to pick up my son, Richard.
Okay. Richard, your dad's here!
Oh, thank God. Thanks for picking me up, Dad. It's so poor here. My allergies were acting up. Oh, and by the way, Junior, I accidentally clogged your toilet. Sorry.
But you clogged my toilet?
Wait, you clogged his toilet? Yeah, I accidentally used too much money when I was wiping. Too much money when you were wiping? You know you're only supposed to use one bill at a time? Show me! Alright, right this way. See that? There it is. That's it, mister! You are grounded! Grounded? For what? You know you're only supposed to use one bill when you wipe, and you're wiping like we have endless amounts of money! Which we do, but you need to learn the value of money. So I think you need to get a job! A job? Ew! Poor! Yeah, that's exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna get you a job, and I think you need to work at McDonald's! McDonald's? Ew! Poor people food! Now you get over here and let me smack those stupid AirPods out of your stupid head. Come here. Come on, give me the other side. Come on. All right, you'll get those AirPods back when you've earned them. Now let's go to McDonald's.
Welcome to your first day at McDonald's. How you feeling?
Poor.
Exactly. That's how we all feel until we start making $15 an hour. Then we'd be lower middle class.
Well, how much am I making now?
$8.45 an hour.
$845 an hour? That's not too bad.
No, my silly white boy. $8.45.
Ew, poor.
Exactly. Let me show you the food layout. See, we got hamburgers right here, nuggets there, french fries, lettuce, and tomatoes. See, all this stuff was already made yesterday, okay? We just leave it out to give it flavor. And this stuff right here is the stuff people return. See, we just keep passing out the window so somebody accept it. Now, let me show you how to make a burger. On a traditional burger, you got meat, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. See, I know that's a lot, but I got a song to help you remember. First you add the meat, then you add the cheese, don't forget the lettuce, then you add tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, it's very catchy. Come on, sing it with me. First you add the meat, then you add the cheese. Don't forget the lettuce, then you add tomatoes. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
I'm not singing that poor song.
Do you want to get paid?
Yeah.
Come on, sing it with me. First you add the meat, then you add the cheese. Don't forget the lettuce, then you add tomatoes. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
Yeah.
White boy got rhythm.
Ketchup, mustard. Somebody at the drive-thru. Okay, get ready to make a sandwich, and don't forget the song, all right?
All right.
Hello, I'm ready to order.
Another one. Hey, don't be throwing bananas in my drive-thru.
I'm ready to order.
What you want?
Can I get,
You ready to order?
Yeah. Can I get a 10-piece nugget, drop fresh, a large fry with no salt, also drop fresh, with salt packets in the bag, a plain cheeseburger, and an ice cream cone?
Ice cream machine, bro.
Mm-hmm, of course it is. Well, then in that case, I'll just take Kool-Aid to drink.
Man, we don't sell Kool-Aid. We only got high C.
Oh, I can see that you high, because your ice cream machine always broke.
Look, is that all you want, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right, your total is $17.38.
All right, you accept EBT?
No.
You accept food stamps?
No.
When can I get your discount?
Look, it's my discount, ma'am. Look, can you please pull up for it? So we get your food.
I ain't pulling up food. There ain't nobody behind me.
Oh, my God. Look, I'll have your food in a minute, ma'am.
And they want $15 an hour. Yeah, you slammed that window.
All right, Rashad, what we have...
My name's Richard.
Listen, Rashad, I'm trying to teach you something. Look, what we have here is what we call a bad customer. You can tell from a mile away. It's a dead giveaway. You can tell by the color. The color of their car.
Their car?
Yeah. She was driving a red car. People who drive red cars are always mad. Something about the color red. But, do you know what we do to bad customers?
What?
Ew, poor!
Yeah, exactly. Now, she wanted a burger and some nuggets and fries dropped. So, can you drop them on the ground and take 10 minutes doing it? She also wanted an ice cream cone, but... we always tell the customers that the ice cream machine is broken. To be honest with you, we don't even have an ice cream machine. I don't even know why it's on the menu. But get to making her food, and I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. What do I do again? Oh, the saw. Something about the meat. Then you grab some nuggets. How about some fries? Don't forget the tomatoes. Ketchup. All right, I'm done.
Let me see how you did.
Boy, what is this?
It's a cheeseburger.
The song, boy, the song.
I sing the song.
You got a lot to learn. Let me just wrap this up and give it to her.
Okay.
What take you so long?
Hey, what I told you about throwing bananas in my drive-thru? Look, here's your food, ma'am.
My food hit the ground. I'm gonna need you to make me some more.
Look, I'm not making another burger for you, lady.
Well, I also had nuggets and fries.
Look, just have a good day, okay?
Let me speak to your manager.
I am the manager. All
right, then, well, let me speak to the owner.
Look, if you want to talk to the owner, how about you call old McDonald himself? He live on the farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Well, I'll do you one better. I'll call Mayor McCheese.
Well, call Mayor McCheese, then.
All right, this ain't the last you heard of me, and they want $15 an hour.
Get out of my drive-thru, lady.
I'm leaving, and I'm gonna save my banana too.
All right, Randy, I want you to work the drive-thru because I am stressed.
How do I do that?
Oh, it's super simple. They're gonna pull up to the window. You say what? Real mean, because it's inconvenient for you to take their order even though you work here. Now, they're gonna give you their order. You make sure you get it wrong because we want them to come back. They're gonna say they're not gonna come back, but we're McDonald's. We got dollar burgers, and we're open 24/7. So, go to the window and get to working.
My name is Richard.
Come on, Randy. Just go through the window.
Okay.
God.
All right. Work in the drive-thru. At least I don't have to touch that poor people food.
Can I have some food?
Ew! Did you sneeze on the window?
I'm hungry.
Oh, you're hungry? Well, do you have money?
No.
Well, then what are you going to give me for food?
Tomato.
Ew, I don't want your poor tomato. We don't accept tomatoes here.
I'm hungry.
Well, shoo. Get out of here. Shoo. Ew, poor.
Ugh. Raymond, did I just see you spray Windex at one of our customers?
Yeah, because he was poor.
Raymond. Look, all of our customers are poor. You just can't spray him with Windex, though. How about we have the perfect conversation you're supposed to have at the window? You be the driver, I'll be me.
Okay. Vroom, 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 vroom. In my Lamborghini.
Whatever. What do you want? Why aren't you at Burger King? Why are you ordering here?
Can I get a cheeseburger?
A cheeseburger? Wendy's is right down the street. All right, just pull up to the next window. See, it's that simple. See, now, you don't have to spray people with Windex, okay?
Let's forget my order wrong. And you want $15.
You know what? Go ahead of the burgers. I got this. Did you just throw something at me?
I borrowed a tomato from a homeless man because I ran out of bananas.
What do you want from me, lady?
I just want my order right because my booger had nuggets of fries on it.
Ain't that what you wanted?
No, I wanted it all separately.
You know what? Look, here's your tomato back.
I scram, lady. Oh, and you want $15?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right, Ryan. I don't know how much longer I can work here.
Me either.
Look, I'm dreaming of bigger and better things.
Right?
Like working at Chick-fil-A. But see, the customers here, it's so annoying.
And poor.
That too. Another one. What do you want? And can you please stop honking your horn?
Hey, I stole my dad's car because he wouldn't bring me to get a Happy Meal.
Cool. What do you want?
Can I get a cheeseburger Happy Meal with three toys?
The Happy Meal only come with one toy.
Well, I want three toys.
You only getting one toy.
How about three toys?
It comes with one toy.
Three toys!
One toy!
Three toys!
Okay! All right, Robbie, we got another bad customer at the drive-thru. You know how I knew?
Because the color of the car?
Exactly. The color of the car was red, so you know he's going to be mean. And he wanted a Happy Meal with free toys. Look, this ain't Toys R Us. I'm not giving him all them toys. You know what we're going to do to his food?
We're going to spit the food?
Bingo. You're learning, Robbie. Okay, so fix the food and remember the song, okay?
Okay. All right, the song. Sometimes there's meat, bunch of cheese, lot of lettuce, a couple chicken nuggets, maybe a few tomatoes, ketchup, maybe the whole thing, mustard. Okay, that looks good. All right, it's ready.
Let me check the Happy Meal and see how you did. Wait, Rachel, you're not supposed to give them all the ketchup and mustard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Let me get them a drink. Yeah.
Where's my Happy Meal?
Oh, here's your Happy Meal with the three toys.
Oh, thank you.
You're not welcome.
Baby.
All right, Rufus. I'm going to end your shift early today since it's your first day.
What does that mean?
That means you get to go home.
Oh, thank God. Charge, come pick me up in the helicopter.
All right, I'm going to get your check and then you can go home, okay?
How much money did I make?
Well, you only worked for like 10 minutes, so you made about 75 cents.
Ew, poor.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, Dad, I'm back from work. Wait a minute.
Ew, you smell poor!
I know, but I got paid. Hold on, let me see that. 75 cents. Congratulations, you've made enough money to buy 3 gumballs. Oh, Dad, I have a confession to make. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to work at poor restaurants anymore. And I'll even wipe my butt with 20s. Listen, son, you don't have to wipe your butt with 20s. That would be a disgrace to the Goodman name. We only wipe our butts with hundreds. But the fact that you said that you would wipe your butt with 20s shows that you appreciate money now. So let's go home and get out of this weird poor person's house. Oh, thank you, Dad. I love you so much. I love you too, son. Let's go.
Guys, you ready to watch the WWE fight tonight?
Yeah! Hell yeah. Bone Crusher's gonna fight Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Wait, Jeffrey the Giraffe from Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeffrey's gonna get his ass beat, dude.
Well, I'm gonna go for Jeffrey.
Well, I want Bone Crusher to win.
He always wins.
Yeah, he crushes bones, dude.
Well, let's turn it on so we can watch.
Hello and welcome to the WWE Championship. Today, it's Bone Crusher versus Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Jeffrey.
Let's go, Bone Crusher!
Crush the bones!
The winner gets this championship belt! Let the fight begin!
Come here, Jeffrey!
Oh, he's got the stool! Oh, that's gotta hurt!
Ouch!
Oh, Bone Crusher's not playing today. He's trying to crush his skull with a stool!
I got something special for you, Jeffrey! Are you ready for the bone crushing?
Bone Crushers opened up a can of whoop-ass.
Help! Help! Where you think you're going? Come back here. Where you going? Time for the dragon, bro.
Oh, I think he's done.
One, two, three, it's over. Bone Crusher's the champion. I told you I could do it. I told you I would win.
Bone Crusher wins, yay!
I told you Bone Crusher was gonna beat Jeffrey.
Oh, poor Jeffrey.
This is not fair. Bone Crusher's too good. He's undefeated.
Well, I could beat him.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could. It'd be easy.
Well, there's no way they'll ever let some stupid kid verse Bone Crusher.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, kids, have you ever wanted to fight Bone Crusher?
I sure wouldn't.
Well, we're having a charity event with the Mana Food Bank, and whoever can donate the most cans of food gets a can of whoop-ass in the ring with Bone Crusher.
Damn right!
So donate as many cans of food as you can today!
Oh my god, Jeffy, look! There's a chance you can fight Bone Crusher!
All you have to do is donate a bunch of cans of food.
Well, I don't have a bunch of cans of food.
All right, Jeffy, it's time for dinner. Come on.
Oh, all right, guys, I gotta go eat dinner. I'll be back.
Okay, Jeffy, here's your dinner. Green beans.
I'm so grateful.
And we went to the store and bought you a month's supply of food.
Jeez, you really shouldn't have. You know I don't like green beans, so I don't know why you even do it. At this point, it's child abuse.
Yeah, Marvin, why do you keep giving him green beans?
Because they're good for him.
False. The sodium in here is 380 milligrams, which is enough to put me in cardiac arrest before my 21st birthday.
Jeffy, just shut up and eat them. Come on, baby, let's go.
You only buy these or they end up on the floor. So, let's start with that. Wow, that is a lot of cans of food. I could turn those in and fight Bone Crusher. That's what I'm gonna do. Guys, check out all these cans of food.
Wow, Jeffy, that's so many green beans. I bet if you donated all those green beans, they'd let you fight Bone Crusher.
And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
And lose?
I'm not going to lose. I think you guys are underestimating my R strength.
Well, wait, how do we donate those cans? Like, where do we go?
Well, I'll just call up the WWE Association and tell them to come get their beans.
Hey there, I'm Steve Stahlberger. I represent the WWE. Why'd you call me?
Because I wanted to turn in all these cans of green beans to fight Bone Crusher.
Holy moly, that's a lot of cans! You win! You get to fight Bone Crusher!
Wait, he wins? No one else donated cans?
No, nobody else donated cans because they don't want to fight Bone Crusher. They don't want to die!
Well, I'm going to win!
Okay, whatever you say, kid, as long as you sign all the waivers. Now, I'm going to collect all these cans. Just hold on, let me go pop my trunk.
Wow, Jeffy, you get to fight Bone Crusher. Are you nervous?
No, because I know I'm going to win.
Oh, make room. He has to get the cans.
So what's your wrestling name going to be?
My what?
Your wrestling name. You need a scary wrestling name, like Bone Crusher. He has a scary name.
Yeah.
Mine could be Poopy Diaper.
Well, that's not very intimidating.
Well, it is when there's a grumpy in my diaper.
Dude, it has to be something cool.
Yeah, something scary.
Yeah, like heart disease.
That's not scary, Cody.
Well, it's the number one cause of death in America.
Well, how about something like the Big Bad Wolf, and you dress up like a wolf, and then you can say, I'm gonna huff, and I'm gonna puff, and I'm gonna beat your ass.
Ooh, that's fire, dude.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeffy, so go dress up like a wolf, and then go fight him. I promise you, you'll be scary.
Alright.
Hello and welcome to another WWE World Championship. Tonight, Bone Crusher has decided to donate his belt to whoever wins. So in this corner, we have Bone Crusher.
Your bones are gonna get crushed today.
And in this corner, the Big Bad Wolf.
I'm gonna huff and puff and knock your ass out.
Okay, let the fight begin.
You ready to die, kid?
I'm gonna kick your ass!
Get off me! You know who I am? I'm Bone. Okay, that's it. No more going easy on you. Alright, you ready?
Oh, Jeffy used the stool.
Okay, that kid's gonna die. Okay.
Oh, bonked him with the claw hammer. I don't know if that's legal, folks.
All right, he's gonna die. Screw this. Ah! Hey, kid, stop!
You know this is off the show, right? It's wrestling. It's fake. You're going a little too hard. You're actually starting to hurt me.
You're not going to trick me, Bone Crusher.
Stop, kid. Stop.
Oh, he used the chair. This might be over early, folks.
Hey, man, do you want me to stop this? Because he's kicking your ass.
Yes!
Oh. Oh, from the top of the ropes! That's gotta hurt!
Listen, kid, just pick up my leg and tap me out. It's over, you win.
And you kick me in the face? I'm not falling for that, Bone Crusher!
Where's he going? Someone tell me where he's going! Where's he going? Oh, my God.
Dear Lord, he has the ladder.
Are you ready to die, fucker?
No, please. Please don't do it. No, no, no.
One, two, three.
He's dead. The Big Bad Wolf wins.
The winner by murder, the Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah, I told those three little pigs that I would win.
Wow, Jeffy wasn't lying. He really kicked Bone Crusher's ass. Like, he killed him.
Hey, guys, check out my new belt. I got that W.
Jeffy, why'd you go so hard? You killed the guy.
Well, he was asking for it.
You do know wrestling's fake, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
But the news!
Breaking news, MK. Bone Crusher, a famous wrestler, has died. His funeral will be held tonight for anyone who wants to attend.
Oh, wow, he's actually dead. I thought maybe he was faking it.
No, I felt his neck snap.
Oh, man, now my favorite wrestler's dead. Oh, R.I.P. Bone Crusher.
Wow, Jeffy, good going. You killed Joseph's favorite wrestler.
Well, I didn't mean to.
We should go to his funeral.
Yeah, let's go to Bone Crusher's funeral.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to mourn the loss of our beloved Bone Crusher, whose bones were ironically crushed in his last wrestling match. Would anyone like to say anything before we bury him 6 feet under?
There's something I want to say. There is one thing I would like to say about Bone Crusher. I don't believe he's dead!
Oh, dear God! The horror! The horror!
Oh, my God.
Jesus, dude, stop!
Jeffy, stop it!
Oh, God!
Marvin, Jeffy ate all his green beans!
He really did?
Yes, he ate every can!
Every can? Jeffy wouldn't eat that much. Jeffy, get in here!
Hey there, your son's under arrest.
For what?
Well, he killed a guy and then beat up the guy's corpse at the funeral.
Jeffy, why would you do that?
Oh, he actually committed a whole alphabet list of crimes. Here, I'll name them off for you. A is for aggravated assault. B is for beating a corpse. C is for choking a corpse. D is for defiling the dead. E is for extortion because he called the guy's parents afterward and then asked for money or else he'd kill them. F is for felonious activity because I'm pretty sure what he did is a felony. G is for grave robbing. H is for hate crime because Bone Crusher had a little bit of black on him, but he's also a skeleton, so I don't really know how that works. I is for ignoring the law. J is for jaywalking because when I tried to arrest him, he crossed the street, but he didn't use a crosswalk. K is for killing. L is for larceny, and I don't know what that means, but it sounds bad. M is for murder. N is for neglect. O is for, oh my God, how could you do that to a corpse? P is for personal injury. Q is for quite ridiculous what he did. R is for resisting arrest. S is for strangulation. T is for threatening, because he threatened me when I tried to arrest him. U is for under the influence, because he must be, because why else would he do that? V is for violence. W is for why would anyone do that? X is for xylophone, because he played the guy's ribs like a xylophone. Y is for why would you do that? Again, why would anyone do that? And Z is for zebra stripes, because he's going to be wearing black and white stripes when he's in jail.
Jeffy, why would you do all those things?
Because I got this shiny belt for beating up Bone Crusher.
Oh, is that real?
Yep.
I've always wanted a WWE belt. Okay, I'll tell you what. I will drop all these charges if you give me that belt.
Well, I won this fair and square.
Jeffy, give him the damn belt.
Okay.
Ooh, this is going to be so cool. I'm going to be like a wrestler.
Here, take it.
Oh, sweet.
Jeffy, I cannot believe you did all that, but you got really lucky that he wanted your stupid belt. Now, I have one more question. Did you really eat all your green beans?
Did you check the floor?
Ooh, you goober!
We can go swimming. It's hot as balls outside.
It is hot outside. Let's go swimming, guys.
You guys have fun with that. I'm gonna stay here and play Genshin Impact.
What's Genshin Impact?
What? You've never heard of Genshin Impact?
Are you gonna tell us what it is?
Well, look at the screen. That's Genshin Impact.
Whoa!
That's so sick!
Damn right, whoa.
Well, Cody, what do you do in this game?
Well, you can run and jump. I mean, what other game can you do that in? None that I can mention.
So you can run and jump, and what else?
Well, you can also climb buildings, like some kind of superhero who can climb things. Maybe he was bitten by an insect. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, show me.
Look, I'm climbing that thing.
Whoa!
That's amazing!
Yeah, check this out. You can also jump and hover, kinda. Look at me hover, kinda.
Oh, my God. He's like hovering, kinda.
He's hovering, kinda. And then check this out. Googa diggy diggy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, kiki.
Yeah, guess what? You can also fight. Look at me fight this thing. I'm gonna fight it.
Yeah, kick him up. Yeah.
Fight.
Beat him.
Beat him.
Fight.
Yeah. Beat him up, Joey.
Yeah. Die.
I'm sure I'm fighting.
It's taking forever to kill him.
Yeah, sometimes it does take a while, but that's just the game, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So what else can you do?
Well, the best part is check out this hunky dude I'm playing as. Isn't he the sexiest, hottest dude you've ever seen?
I mean, he is really... Not, I mean, I don't really like guys, Cody. Is there any girls?
Oh, hell yeah, there's girls. There's hot ones, too.
Oh, hot girls? I want to see the hot girls.
Yeah, I want to see these hot girls.
Check out the hot girls. This is Kicking.
Okay.
This is Barbara.
Ooh, she's hot.
That's Jean.
Aww. Oh, mid.
This is Amber.
Okay.
That's Mona.
Ooh.
This is Fischl.
All right.
This is Raiden Shogun.
Wait. Cody. Who's that one?
Oh, this is Ning. You know what? I don't think I should say that one.
Oh, my God. She's so hot.
She's banging.
Oh, my God. I like her. I want to play as her. Wait. I think her name is Ning Guang.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ning Guang.
Yeah. I don't want to play as any of these girls, though. I want to play as Ito, that sexy hunk.
Okay, well, can we play with you, Cody?
Well, of course you can play with me, Junior.
But we only have one PlayStation 5.
Oh, Junior. What I'm about to tell you is going to blow your goddamn mind.
What?
You can also play this game on your phone.
Whoa!
No way!
Wait, I can play a console game on a phone?
Yep, you sure can. I don't know how the hell they pulled that off.
Oh my God, so if I download this game on my phone, I can play with you on a PlayStation 5?
Oh yeah, you can play it on PS5, on your phone, iOS, Android, PC, all of that.
And it stops there?
It stops there, yeah.
Oh my God, well, I think my phone's dead, so let me go charge my phone and I'll play with you. So, Jeffy, you play with Cody for a second.
All right, I gotta go grab my phone.
Okay, I'm gonna keep playing Genshin Impact.
All right, Cody, I got my phone.
Okay, Jeffy, get ready to check out Genshin Impact, an open-world action RPG game available on PC, Android, iOS, PlayStation 4, and 5. You can explore the vast magical world of Teyvat where 7 kinds of elemental powers surge. Look at these awesome graphics!
I'm sorry, were you saying something, Cody? I was downloading the game.
Oh, never mind.
All right, Cody, I'm going to pick Amber because she's got bunny ears and rocking cans.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. All
right, I'm going to go in this place with the Kiki. Oh, look at the Kiki. Holy! Now I'm going to shoot the Kiki with my bow and arrow.
Why'd you shoot the Kiki?
I don't know.
Well, come meet me for a second, Jeffy.
All right, on your way, Cody. Hey, Cody, look at me. I'm a bunny rabbit. Boing, 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 boing.
Yeah, that's really cool, Jeffy. Okay, listen. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna go fight a giant boss, okay? He's like a big ice monster, right?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna run around and be a bunny rabbit, okay?
Okay, well, he's over here, so follow me.
Okay? Alright, boing, 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 boing,
boing. You don't have to do that. Look, you can glide and stuff, see?
Oh, yeah, I can glide a little bit, kinda.
Yeah, so just come this way. He's down here. We're gonna jump off. See? Okay, so we're gonna hover, kinda, down here, right?
Oh, yeah, I am hovering, kinda, all the way down.
Okay, so he's down here. He's like a big ice plant thing, okay?
Oh, okay, what's his name?
It's like Cryo Regis Vine. He's that thing.
Oh, I see him!
Yeah, he's huge. Okay, so just be really careful, okay? You're gonna die in, like, 2 hits.
All right, well, I'm gonna do my best, and he's not gonna touch me at all. Okay. I'm just gonna shoot my bow and arrow.
Yeah, you do that. Just hang back. I think
Oh, no! He's shooting at me!
Okay, well, be careful, Jeffy. Don't get hit.
Well, I haven't yet. He's not going to touch me.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to run up and start hitting him.
Oh, no! He hit me!
Well, you said that wasn't going to happen.
Well, I tried my hardest, Cody!
Okay, well, just be careful.
Oh, no! He hit me again! He hit me! All right, now I got to run away.
Okay, but hurry, okay? I'm fighting him up here.
All right, well, I got to go run in the bush and eat some food real fast.
Okay, but just eat quickly because I'm up here beating the crap out of him.
I'm going to eat as fast as I can!
Okay, just you know, hurry. I need some help.
All right, hold on. I got to hide. Got to go into my inventory. Check this out. Oh, there's some raw meat and some pastries.
I mean, he's pretty tough. I mean, I'm doing okay, but, like, I need your help.
Well, I'm trying. I just got to eat some more food. I got a whole supermarket full of food in my backpack, and I'm trying to eat it.
How did you get all that food? Okay, fine.
Found it.
Are you done yet? I need some help up here.
I'm coming back out right now, okay?
Look, I knocked him down. Just help me.
All right, I'm doing my best. I'm shooting my bow and arrow at him again.
Yeah, yeah. You keep doing that. Well, oh, dude, we're doing so much damage right now.
Yeah, I can power that one off.
Dude, we're doing a great job here. He's almost half dead.
Oh, no, he's getting back up. He's getting back up.
Good, watch out, watch out, watch out.
I got to run away again. Oh, no, oh, no, no.
Be careful. Okay, I think I'm doing okay. Just watch out. Oh, he's doing a big ice thing. Watch out.
I'm running. No, he hit me. He hit me again. I gotta go heal up.
Jeffy, come on. What are you doing? I need some help up here.
I have to eat more food.
Jeffy, all you're doing is eating. Stop having lunch and help me fight this damn monster.
I'm hungry.
What? Oh, my God. How do you even have any food left? You've been eating this whole time.
I'm obese.
Jeffy, I need some help. I'm doing all the work up here.
I'm trying to eat some more ramen and some panda bear face pastries.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means, but I need your help fighting the ice monster. He's knocked down again.
All right, I'm coming back out.
Okay, good. Okay, we've almost got him, okay?
All right, I'm just shooting bow and arrows at his head.
Oh, finally, we got him.
Yeah, I did all the work.
No, you did none of the work. You were having dinner. I was over there beating the crap out of him.
I was hungry!
Well, did you get the orb thing?
Yeah, I got a blue orb and you're orange.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man, Cody, that was so fun!
Maybe for you. You just ate the whole time. I had to do all the work.
Well, let's go find another boss!
Actually, I think I'm gonna go play by myself.
Oh, man, Cody, I was gonna change my character!
No, just let me know when you get good.
Fine. I'll just change my character. Ooh, I'll play as Ning Wong. She's hot! I'm gonna run around her for a little bit. Oh, I wonder if she's wearing panties. Let's climb this wall and bingo! Panties! Houston can confirm panties!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm playing this game called Genshin Impact. Check it out.
Well, Jeffy! Wait, what are you playing? This girl's hot!
Yeah!
I'm just playing Genshin Impact.
Alright, Jeffy, I think you should put the game down for a little while and let me play. I mean, go to your room. You're grounded.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Yeah, leave. You're grounded. Because I want to play the game. Ooh. Oh, man. She's hot. I wonder if she's wearing panties. Oh, bingo. Can confirm panties. Oh, man. This game is so much fun.
What you doing, Marvin?
Nothing.
What's on your phone?
Nothing. I was just searching for your Mother's Day gift.
Mother's Day was last month, Marvin.
Well, I guess I was just looking for no reason.
Show me your phone.
There's nothing to look at. It just died.
Come on, Marvin. Show me your phone.
I was okay. I'll show you.
What is this?
That's a game. It's called Genshin Impact. It's so much fun. I love playing it.
Why are you playing as a hot girl?
I'm not. Jeffy was playing as her, and I just started to play for him because he wanted me to play for him, so I'm doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason you're playing?
Yeah, look, I can run around and I can jump. Look at me jump.
You're jumping a lot, Marvin.
Yeah, I'm jumping because of the graphics in her, and she's good at jumping.
Marvin, I don't like you playing this game.
Well, you love me playing this game because it brings us together, baby.
What?
It brings us all together because Jeffy was playing it, now I'm playing it, everyone plays it. It Genshin Impact. Bring us all together.
Hey, bro, do you play Genshin Impact?
Of course I play Genshin Impact. Playing it right now.
Oh, you want to play Genshin Impact together?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. See, look, it brings us all together. Genshin Impact. It brings us together. It's such a fun game because you can cook and you can fish and you can play with your buddies and you can explore. And the map is huge. How big's the map?
Oh, God, it's so big. It's like the state of Montana big.
Yeah, it's bigger than that. It's huge.
Wow, hey, Marvin.
Genshin Impact, our lives.
So it's Genshin Impact. It's so fun.
I guess you weren't lying.
Yeah, it's the best game.
It's the best game I've ever played.
Best game. So how about you download it so we can play it and it can bring us together more?
Yeah, maybe I'll play.
Yeah, okay. All right, everyone, let's start chanting Genshin Impact.
Yeah.
Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact.
Go download Genshin Impact for PC or PlayStation 4 or 5 or iOS or Android.
I think those are all of them.
That's it.
Can you take me
any Chuck E. Cheese.
No, Jeffy, it's 7 o'clock. They close soon.
They close at 9. If we leave right now, I have 2 hours to chuck or cheese.
No, it's a 30-minute drive, so you'd only have an hour and a half to chuck or cheese.
Well, that's enough time for both of those activities.
No, I'm not taking you tonight, Jeffy.
Danny, if you don't take me to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm going to pull out my pickle and play with it.
You better not, Jeffy. You don't... Stop squeaking that thing, Jeffy. Stop squeaking it. That's it. Give me that. Ha ha. No more pickle for you. No more squeakage.
Well, fine. I'm going to play with my cock.
Oh, Jeffy. Oh, stop doing that.
Marvin, can we go dancing? I want you to take me dancing. You never take me dancing.
Because I don't know how to dance. Why would I want to go do something I don't know how to do?
But Marvin, please, can we go dancing? I really want to go dancing.
We can go tomorrow.
No, Marvin, you always say tomorrow. Then tomorrow is today, and we still never go dancing.
We can go Sunday.
Marvin, you only want to go Sunday because they close early.
Oh, my God, everyone, stop it. Shut up.
Marvin, please.
All right, listen. Jeffy, tomorrow I'll take you to Chuck E. Cheese.
You promise?
Yes, and we can go dancing at Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
Yeah, we can dance with Mr. Chuck E. and everything, and we can have fun because there's no guys or crowds or loud music or alcohol. We can just have fun dancing with Jeffy.
Thank you, Marvin. Thank you.
But the only way I'll take you guys to Chuck E. Cheese to dance and play games is if you stay quiet tonight and sit on the couch and watch TV in the quiet.
Okay.
Really? Oh, man. Now this is relaxing. Now this is fun.
Freeze! Give me all your valuables!
This is a robbery!
What?
We don't have any valuables! We're broke!
Well, give me your necklace!
No, please! My parents gave this to me!
I don't give shit!
Oh, no!
Give me your helmet!
My helmet?
Yes, your helmet. Helmet. Oh, yes. Let this go.
You getting up?
Open your ears.
Open your ears.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Let's get out of here, okay?
What? Well, thank God they didn't kill us. We can still sit and watch TV.
Wait a minute. Look at the size of this TV. Let's take it. Grab over side.
Hey! Get back here with my TV!
My necklace!
My helmet!
Oh, hell no! There's no way those guys ruined my perfect quiet night! I'm gonna kill them! Hey! Hey, you get back here! Hey! My TV! Oh, I'm gonna kill them. I'm gonna find those guys, and I'm gonna kill them.
Man, I can't believe TV fit in trunk!
Well, it is on this another very roomy trunk!
I think we've robbed enough people tonight to sell the valuables and afford our honeymoon!
Bahamas, here we come!
Go kick some ass.
Let me suck your toes for $5. Hey, man, you're getting in the way of the toe fungus.
You wouldn't happen to be able to tell me where these two Russian guys who robbed my house are, will you?
What are you asking?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they at?
I don't know, but that guy might.
Pull their boobies out!
Wait, is that Monopoly money?
No, that guy wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Okay, well, what about him?
Oh, that's the type of guy I'm looking for. So beat it.
Really? So soon? I usually can't do it 2 times in 1 day.
Hey, you.
What do you want?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they?
I know where they are, but why would I tell you?
Yeah, that's why. That's why. Now, where are they at?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Just give me a second.
Tell me.
I think you broke me.
Let me get you a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
No, I called a doctor.
Yeah, well, the strip club owner called the cops because he said somebody was beating people up and trying to suck toes.
I did beat someone up, but I wasn't trying to suck toes. That was some weird guy.
Uh-huh, and where is he?
He left.
Yeah, of course he did. So why'd you beat this guy up?
I asked him a question and he wouldn't answer me.
Really, Marvin? This is how you talk to people? You know, this is America. He doesn't have to talk to you if he doesn't want to. You punched him in the throat? Why?
Well, because he wouldn't answer my question. There was these two Russian guys who robbed my house, and he said he knew where they were, and he wouldn't tell me, so I punched him.
Marvin, why didn't you just call the cops? I could have helped you.
Well, I wanted to do it on my own like a badass.
Oh, is that why you're wearing a leather jacket? I'm assuming these are your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hit him with a bottle, Marvin?
I thought it was going to shatter over his head and be cool like in the movies.
Well, this isn't a movie, Marvin. You could have killed him. He could have a concussion. Sir, do you want to press charges?
Yeah.
He wants to press charges, Marvin. I have to arrest you.
Oh, no, come on. Listen, in all the cool movies, the people beat up random people to get the answers they want and find out who robbed them.
Well, did he rob you?
No.
Okay, well, then he doesn't owe you anything. If anything, you owe him an apology.
I'm sorry for punching you in the throat and hitting you in the head with a bottle.
Sir, do you still want to press charges? He wants to press charges. I'm going to have to take you in, Marvin.
Oh, come on. This isn't very badass.
No, it's not.
All right, Marvin, you get your one phone call. Make it count.
Okay. Baby, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail.
No. You're not getting away with that lazy shit. You didn't even dial a number. Okay, now you get your one phone call. Try again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail. Please bail me out.
Marvin, where are you?
I just said I'm in jail.
Jail? Why are you in jail?
Well, you know those two guys that robbed us and stole your necklace and Jeffy's helmet? Well, I went and beat up some guy because he said he knew where they were.
Wait, did you get our stuff back?
No, but if you come bail me out, I can get your stuff back.
So you didn't get my necklace back?
You just come bail me out and I can get the stuff.
All right, time's up, sorry.
No,
Marvin, we don't have that kind of money.
All right, let's go to jail, buddy.
Oh.
All right, there you go, Marvin. Think about what you did.
I was just trying to be a badass. I was just trying to get my stuff back.
Hey, cutie. Ah! Oh, don't be frightened. It's just me, Bubbles. Hey, you looking pretty tasty. I won't bite unless you want me to.
No, I don't want you to.
Oh, you sure? You sure? I'm a little hungry for some white meat chicken. You got some legs? Ooh, or maybe do I want a thigh? Now I want some penis!
Marvin, you just made bail.
Wait, I did?
I just want to get you out of here because I don't want to see you get your cheeks clapped.
Yeah, get me out of here, please.
No, what? It's my white meat chicken! Bring it back! I'm hungry!
Thank God you got me out of there. I was so scared.
Yeah, you seem like you learned your lesson.
I did. I won't beat up anyone else.
Good, because the guy that you did beat up has a restraining order against you and you're not allowed within 100 yards of him.
But I need to speak to that guy. He knows where the robbers are. He knows where to find them.
Okay, well, I'll try to arrange a meeting from 100 yards away. Come on.
Okay.
All right, Marvin, you're not allowed within 100 yards of the guy, so he's all the way on the other side of this football field. But he is willing to answer your questions, so just go ahead and yell those at him.
How is he going to hear me?
I don't know, just yell loud.
Okay. Hey, excuse me, do you know the two Russian guys that robbed me where they're at? What did he say?
I don't know, I can't hear him, he's 100 yards away.
Can you speak louder? I
got none of that.
Okay, how about you just go ask him the questions I have, because this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's way easier. I'll go talk to him, okay.
Okay.
Sorry, man, we can't hear you from all the way over there. It's like 100 yards, actually 120 with end zone, so can you repeat that for me?
I ain't telling you nothing. I'm not gonna waste me breath.
Oh, come on, man, we just want to know where the robbers are, please.
Well, that's too bad. I ain't telling ye shit, even though I know where they are.
Yeah? You want to tell me now?
Huh? Oh, the Bahamas?
The Bahamas? Where? Okay, see how easy that was? Maybe if you were easy to talk to, nobody would hit you in the throat. Man, Marvin, I see why you hit that guy. He is a pain in the ass. But I did get what you were looking for. They're in the Bahamas at the Sleepy Beach Hotel, room 200.
Okay, let's go. Well,
I thought we were going that way.
Okay. Look, the Just Married sticker that I saw in the back of the car.
Well, that means they are here. Second floor, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, Roderick, look at this view. Bahamas so pretty. I'm so glad we were able to rob enough people to afford beach view.
Kiss me, you Russian pig. All right, Marvin, here it is, room 200.
I'm going to go in there, I'm going to kick their ass.
Okay, but only if it's the people who really rob you. If you beat up somebody else this time, I'm going to have to arrest you again.
Okay, I'm going
to
make sure it's them, but I'm going to kick some ass. I don't see them.
What do you mean you don't see them?
They're not in the room. But look, there's my son's helmet and my wife's necklace.
Okay, great. Grab it. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Wait, you said it was two gay Russian guys, right?
I mean, I think they were gay.
Is that them?
Yeah, that's them.
Okay.
I'm going to go kick some ass. Can you grab those two things?
But the stuff is right here. We could just leave.
I'm going to go kick some ass. It's payback time. Did I mean to interrupt? Yes, I did.
Roderick, who is this? Did you hire a stripper?
No, did you? No.
You took some that didn't belong to you.
I mean, we took a lot of things that did not belong to us.
Yes, that's how we afford room.
Well, don't do it again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I'll just leave you with that.
Okay.
Strike!
Hey, you hit my husband, you piece of shit!
He hits gay people.
What? No, that's not what it is. I was...
Kick his ass! Oh,
what's up? Someone's going on! Help! Help! Free guys! Help! Help! You
Oh,
Oh, this is a really nice bed. Oh, yeah, I need a vacation. How do the robbers even afford a place like this? Oh, robbing people, obviously. Ooh, I wonder what's on TV. Oh, Tom and Jerry? Oh, yeah. Come on, Tom. You're never going to catch that mouse, you silly cat. What was that? Oh, shit, Marvin! Hey, break it up!
Mr. Officer, this man is homophobic piece of shit! He hit us for no reason!
No, I hit him because they're the guys who robbed me.
Marvin, what did I say about hitting people?
I wanted payback!
Are you the guys who robbed Marvin?
Yes!
Okay, well, this is the Bahamas, and it's out of my jurisdiction, so there's not a lot I can do here. But, if we take the stuff, do you agree to never rob Marvin ever again?
Yes!
Okay, good. See, Marvin, that's how you use your words.
Yeah, we never hit you, even when we were robbing you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry for hitting you guys.
Okay, good. Now you two can go back to making out.
I'm going to blow you so hard.
Seriously, you can't arrest them?
Marvin, let it go. You got your shit. Let's just go home.
Okay.
Ugh, and there are bare man ass cheeks out there. We should leave.
No, there's not.
Why did you look? Oh my god, you're so gay.
Oh no, you just said that they're... Never mind.
What, you wanted to see that?
No, I did not.
Oh, but there really are actually out there now. Why did you look again? You're so gay!
No, listen, okay, fine, I won't ever look again because I don't even want to look at that.
Well, actually, that guy's whole penis is out.
Yeah, sure.
No, you don't want to see that? You're more of an ass man?
What, no, I...
Oh my god, and you want dick, too?
Okay, that's it, you grab my stuff, you grab it.
Okay. God, you're so gay.
All right, Jeffy, here's your helmet back. And Rose, here's your necklace back.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, my necklace!
Okay, Marvin, if you ever get robbed again, just call the police.
I will, I'm just glad everything's back to normal.
Plot hole goblin!
What are you doing here, plot hole goblin?
There was a part of the video that didn't make sense.
What didn't make sense?
Yeah, the video was good.
How did you drive from Florida to the Bahamas? The Bahamas is an island!
You see, we drove the car onto a boat.
Yeah, a ferry.
A ferry, yeah, and it took us to the Bahamas.
Yeah, you get, like, as a boat. Like, how do you think they get cars to the Bahamas?
Yeah, anyway? Yeah, there are cars on the Bahamas. How do you think they got there?
Yeah,
huh?
The ferries and ships.
That would take days!
We didn't say how long it took.
Yeah, it was the multiple... I mean,
let's... Days?
Yeah, I mean, who gives a shit?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, right.
Fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he used to hop off our dick. Like, I mean, we didn't even film in the Bahamas.
No, it's Pensacola Beach, obviously.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, Joseph, should I roast Cody to oblivion?
Oh, yeah, dude, do it. Roast his ass.
Oh, come on, guys. We don't have to.
Wearing a checkerboard shirt, head ass.
Ooh, plain as that, dude.
Okay.
Wearing glasses, head ass.
Ooh, he held it back in the day.
Yeah.
Wearing a bow tie, head ass.
Ooh, savage, savage.
Wait, these aren't even insults. You're just saying what I'm wearing and then saying head ass.
Coming from a mop, head ass.
Oh, put him in a casket. Okay, Cody, you gotta do Junior.
Okay.
No, you gotta roast me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not really good at this. Beady, little eyes like a bird, head ass.
Oh,
he just got lucky. He got lucky.
Alright. Oh, okay. A weird little island of hair, head ass.
Oh, you talking about your hair now, dude? Damn!
Okay, chill out. You're going too far.
Wears a bib like a baby, head ass.
Oh, he calling you a baby!
No, we're not doing that. You're too far. You better apologize.
Okay, alright. Going in for the kill, I guess. Ron Weasley, ginger from Harry Potter looking head ass.
Take that back!
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Yeah, guys, I don't want to play this game anymore. It's not fun.
Okay, so when you're roasting me, it's fun, but when I'm doing it to you, you don't like it?
No, I don't want to do it. It hurt my feelings. Watch TV.
I just want everyone to know that the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio are eating the cats and dogs. They're like, yummy, the yummiest that they've ever tasted. I've personally never tasted it, but they're saying yummy every time they eat your cat and dog.
Wait, are they really eating cats and dogs in Ohio?
No, Junior.
Then why would he say that on TV?
I don't know.
You know everything on TV is supposed to be true.
I know that's the rule, but he broke it.
Well, our teacher eats cats and dogs.
It's true! The best cat and dogs in Springfield, Ohio!
Is he Haitian, though?
No, he's only Asian. Mm. So, guys, if you were old enough, who would you vote for president?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'd probably vote for Kamala.
What? Not Trump! He got shot in the ear!
Yeah, that shit was cool and all, but Kamala's a safe bet.
No, all the coolest presidents have gotten shot. Like John F. Kennedy, shot.
Yeah, right.
Abraham Lincoln, shot.
True.
James Garfield.
The cat?
No.
He died?
Well, no, the president.
What? Garfield was a president?
What?
What, no, James Garfield, the president in the 1800s.
His first name was James? What? I didn't know Garfield. I thought Garfield's name was just Garfield. I thought he liked lasagna.
No, not the cartoon cat. There was a guy named James Garfield.
What? There was actually like a human being named Garfield.
Yeah, that was his name.
See, all the presidents are cool. Even look, that president was named after the cartoon.
No way.
Well, he wasn't named after the cartoon. He came first, and he wasn't voiced by Chris Pratt.
Okay, they didn't just come up with the name Garfield. The cartoon came out first, and his dad named him after that.
No, if anything, the cat was named after the president.
Listen, all the coolest presidents have got shot in the head, and they all have done cool stuff. Like John F. Kennedy sent us to the moon, and Abraham Lincoln, he never lied.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
yeah.
I mean, George Washington didn't lie either.
See, did he get shot?
Oh, no, he didn't get shot.
Well, still, Abraham Lincoln's a pretty cool president. And look, he's on two pieces of money. He's on a $5 bill and a penny.
And he freed the slaves, dude.
I got a theory on that.
A theory?
Yeah, so what if Abraham Lincoln didn't mean to free the slaves, he meant to set their price tag to free, so like you could just have one.
I beg your pardon?
No, don't get mad. Don't cancel us. Like, listen, think about it. What if Abraham Lincoln, when he said, I'm going to free the slaves, he meant that everyone could have one for free?
No, I think he meant to free them. It was literally called the Emancipation Proclamation.
I don't know what that word means.
Well, emancipation means to free.
Yeah, to set free, so maybe he meant to set the price to free.
No, it means like freed, like to liberate.
Well, have you ever asked him?
Well, no, because he's dead.
Okay, well, if he wasn't dead, we could say, hey, what did you mean? Because I think maybe he meant to set the price to free. People got confused, they set them free, and he goes, well, that was pretty cool of me, that made me look really good, so I'm just going to stick with that.
I get it, it's a fair argument.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But I mean, I do have a time machine if you want to go back in time and ask him.
Well, yeah, let's go back in time and ask Abraham Lincoln what he meant when he set the slaves free.
Okay, I'll get my time machine.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this is my new portable time machine.
Portable?
Yeah, I got tired of hauling the other one around. It was just too clunky.
So how does this one work?
Well, you see, the problem with this one is you can only use it once a year because it uses the power of a black hole, and that takes about a year to charge. So you can only go somewhere and come back once, and then you have to wait till next year.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah. Well, who wants to go see Abraham Lincoln?
I do. Joseph, you want to go see Abraham Lincoln?
Nah, dude, I think I'm going to chill here.
What, you don't want to meet Abraham Lincoln?
Nah, I don't think it's safe for me to go in that timeline.
How is it not safe? I mean, it's Abraham Lincoln.
Bro, black people were considered 3/5 a person.
They were that short?
No, dude, no. Just leave without me.
But you'll be the tallest black guy there.
I guess so, but just leave without me.
Okay, guys, we all have to hold hands. I promise it's nothing gay. It's just you have to be holding on to anything that you're taking with you.
Okay.
Come on, Dan. You want to go see Abraham Lincoln? Of course you do. He's your favorite president. Okay, now I just have to say the date. April 15th, 1865. Kabow! Oh, I forgot to push the button.
Ugh, this play fucking sucks.
Abraham.
What? It does. I wanted to see Lion King.
We'll see Lion King next time.
We'll see Lion King next time. It's not like I have a country to run or anything. I need to get a picture of this. Send it to Andrew Johnson. He's not going to believe this shit.
Excuse me, sir. No flash photography.
Oh, come on. What am I even going to do with it? It's not like I'm going to take a video and post it to YouTube. YouTube. Mary, what if there was a website where you could post videos?
What's a video?
I don't know.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, please, call me Lincoln.
Mr. Lincoln, sorry to bother you. You know, I just wanted to thank you for freeing the slaves and all. Can I get you out of there real quick?
Oh, yes, of course. And I'll do it for free.
Oh, yeah, Herbie, he's sitting a lie. That's my dog. Hey, I'm a vote for you.
Like they can vote. Working on that. You see that? Free the slaves. And you would think, since I did such a good thing, they would give me some better fucking seats than having to sit way the hell up here where I can't see anything. I want to sit front row. I want to sit where that gentleman is sitting. Is he the president? Oh, no, he's not, because I'm the president. I can't even see. Everybody looks like ants down here.
Abraham, behave yourself.
We're getting front row for Lion King. I want to see the stilts on the giraffes.
Fine.
Excuse me, can I get you to any concessions?
Oh, yes. I would like some gummy bears, a Three Musketeers bar, and some buttered popcorn.
Abraham, you're on a diet.
Oh, yes, I forgot. No gummy bears, no Three Musketeers bar, and shoot me in the fucking head.
Abraham!
Okay, extra butter for the popcorn.
I gotcha.
Oh, I'm so fucking bored. I want to listen to my records. Did you bring my AirPods?
I don't know what those are.
Neither do I.
Oh, Abraham, don't bring that out, please. It's so embarrassing.
Well, I need something entertaining instead of How I Met My Cousin or whatever the fuck this is. That's my shit. That's my jam.
Mr. Lincoln, the popcorn.
Yes, marry the popcorn. Thank you.
You're welcome. If there's anything else, you know, just let me know.
Are you okay?
What, are you trying to kill me? What is your name?
My name is John Wilkes Booth.
Well, John sucks poop. This popcorn is butterless and stale. I specifically requested buttered popcorn.
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, fix it.
Yes, sir.
Hate it here.
Abraham, you talk too much.
Yeah, well, you know where they didn't say that? At the Gettysburg Address, where I spoke for a very long time. People love that shit. 47 years ago...
Mr. Lincoln, your buttered popcorn.
Thank you. Jacob?
Yes, sir.
What is that? Is that a hair?
Yes, sir.
Really? And do you think that the President of the United States, who freed the slaves and ended the Civil War, should have to eat hairy popcorn?
No, sir.
Then fix it! Oh, my word. Oh, it is hot in here.
Abraham, you shaved your head!
Well, I had lice. We don't have a cure for that yet.
Here's your popcorn with no hair.
Now, wait a minute. Is this the same popcorn that touched the hair?
Sir.
So you just took the hair away and you didn't replace the popcorn?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Hey, everybody who's richer than the president and gets better seats, enjoy my popcorn. Don't worry, hair touched it. Now you listen here, Jacob. I will have your job. I will have you fired. I would rather be shot in the head than have to watch this boring fucking play and deal with your terrible service. Get out of my sight.
Abraham, get up! Oh, ha-ha, very funny. The play's that boring, you fell asleep. Get up! Oh, I'm out of here.
Wait, where's Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, damn it, Junior, we're too late. He already got shot.
What? You said you got the time right.
Well, I didn't know the exact time.
So what do we do now?
I guess now we just go back to our time.
Well, we're not going to be able to do anything fun that we said we were going to do.
I know, but we don't want to mess anything up here. We should just go back.
Okay.
Okay, hold my hand.
Oh, Abraham, I don't want to fight. Let's just go home. Oh, Abraham, you've gotten smaller. You were so tall anyway.
Wow, Cody, I can't believe you took us back in time after Abraham Lincoln got shot.
Yeah, I guess we're just gonna have to wait till next year.
And get the time right next time.
Wait, where's Ken?
I don't know.
Aw, damn it.
What?
I left Ken on Abraham Lincoln's dead body.
You did?
Yeah, now we're gonna have to wait till next year to get him back.
You don't seem too upset about having to wait a year.
Well, it's fine. I know I'm gonna get him back. I just have to wait a little while. And honestly, that's fine. I was thinking about downloading Grindr and seeing what those glory holes are all about.
Wait a minute, Cody. You left Ken on Abraham Lincoln's dead body. What do you think that did to history?
I don't know.
Whoa, look! Look at the $5 bill!
Wait, is that Ken?
Why is Ken on a $5 bill?
Oh, my God. They must have gotten Ken confused with Abraham Lincoln.
How does that even happen? They look nothing alike.
Yeah, and Abraham Lincoln's body was right there. Hold on, let me check Wikipedia.
That's so crazy.
Oh, my God, Junior, look, this is Abraham Lincoln now.
Whoa, Ken is Abraham Lincoln. And look, he finished his term.
Yeah, because he didn't get assassinated.
That's so crazy. Joseph, what do you think about Ken being the president? Oh, my God. Joseph's free-fifth a person. Oh, my God. Ken brought back slavery.
What's up, dude?
Ah!
What? I was in the bathroom. I had to pee. Look.
Oh.
I found a figure toy. Isn't it cool?
I thought you were three-fifths a person still.
Come on, dude. Abe Lincoln fixed that.
Oh, what do you think about Ken being Abraham Lincoln?
Who?
Cody's boyfriend, Ken. He's Abraham Lincoln.
Cody don't know the president, dude. Stop lying.
Junior, he doesn't know because we changed history. To him, this is Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, when did Abraham Lincoln die?
He never died. He's over 200 years old. Duh.
Oh, because he's a doll. He can't die.
No, he's not a doll. He's just the president.
Yeah, wait.
He's busy giving Gettysburg speeches and stuff. It's always lame. He's, like, mute, so I don't know how that works.
Oh, he can't talk because he's a doll.
He's not a doll, Junior. He's the president.
I still can't believe Ken is the president.
Who?
Abraham Lincoln.
Ah.
Junior, we have to go get him.
What? We can't go get him. He's a former president. He's probably covered in Secret Service agents.
Yeah, but I want him back.
Oh, well, I mean, we could try to get him back. Yeah, let's go get him. Let's go. Okay, Cody, look, there's Ken.
And look, there's the real Abraham Lincoln's dead body.
Why has no one noticed it?
I don't know.
All right, so I'm going to distract that Secret Service agent, and you grab Ken.
Okay.
Hey there.
Hey, what are you doing near the presidential booth?
Abraham Lincoln's my favorite president, so I wanted to meet him.
Well, you can meet him from back there. Just don't come any closer. The president's very old.
Okay, well, why are you guys still at the Ford Theater?
Well, we're watching the president's favorite play, Phil Langton.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. There's a sniper outside trying to shoot him.
What? Wait a minute. Hey, get back here with that gun.
Well, that was easy.
Right, let's go, let's go.
Oh, there was no shooter, dumb kids. Where is the president? Oh no, the president's been kidnapped! We got a 2319! We got a 2319!
Well, we got Ken back.
No way, dude! Abraham Lincoln's here? Cody, you really know Abe Lincoln? Wait, real quick. Thank you for freeing the slaves. You cool as hell for that. You my favorite president, for real, for real.
Well, actually, Abe Lincoln's gonna live here for a while.
What? Here? Oh, that's cool as hell. This is like the White House. This fancy, dude.
Yeah, you just have to make sure nobody knows he's here.
Yeah, it's a secret. Can't tell anyone.
What? No way, dude. I gotta tell everybody.
No, Abraham Lincoln likes his privacy.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so just don't tell anyone, okay?
I guess so.
Wait, what's that, Abraham Lincoln? Oh, you want us all to leave? Okay, guys, let's leave.
Yay.
All right. I think Joseph is going to be gone for a little bit. So we just... in a year, you better fix this.
Okay, we will.
Yeah, because now Joseph's going to think he's Abraham Lincoln every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
The news! Breaking news, UK! Abraham Lincoln has been kidnapped. If you've seen the president, please call 911 immediately.
Well, I can't leave the house with Ken for a year now.
Yeah. Because then the Secret Service will arrest you.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go clap some presidential cheeks.
And done. All right, Jeffy. I helped you build your Lego Ferris wheel.
That's so awesome, Daddy. Look how much fun they're having.
Yeah, they're having fun, so just play with your Legos.
Jeffy, be quiet. Shut up, Jeffy.
Marvin, he's just having fun.
But, like, he can be quieter and have fun. Like, Jeffy, let's play with the little Lego people. Look, I'll be the fair man.
The fair man.
Yeah, it's the fair man. He runs the fair. Everyone having fun at the fair? Oh, yeah, I'm having fun at the fair. See, look, they're having fun.
But wait, Danny, the weatherman said there's a 100% chance of a meteor strike.
A meteor strike?
Jeffy! Why would you do that to me? Oh, no, Danny. 5 people dead. What a shame.
Jeffy, I'm not helping you build Legos ever again.
Oh.
Who's that? Clear up this mess. Hello? What? Goodman, what are you doing here?
Hold on. It's raining.
What? Okay.
What was that for?
Let me in.
Okay, come on. So, Goodman, what do you want? Jeffy didn't clean up his Legos.
No, Marvin, I told him to pick it up and then he yelled, bite me, before running off.
So, what's going on here?
A meteor hit Legoland.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you want?
I need your help, Marvin.
With what?
Well, my dad's coming to town. If you think I'm rich, he's richer. I'm only worth $500 billion, and he's worth over $2 trillion. So I'm poor compared to him.
Well, what do you need my help with?
I need you to kill my dad.
But kill your dad? Why?
Because he's coming here to sign his will that gives all his money to his cat, Mrs. Puffy Pants. And I'm cut out of the will completely, so I get nothing. So I need you to kill him before he signs that will to his cat, so I at least get his money.
Why is he giving his money to his cat?
Because he hates me. And the worst part is, he's bringing his cat here to sign the will in front of me just to make me mad.
Okay, so why do you need me to kill him? Why don't you kill him?
Because everyone will suspect that I did it. They won't be suspecting you.
Marvin, you can't do this.
I'm not going to do it, baby. I mean, what would I even get out of it?
Marvin!
That's the $1 million question. Because I'll give you $1 million.
What? $1 million? That's not enough.
Marvin?
I would need at least... 50.
Marvin!
50 bucks? Okay, done.
No, no, 50 million.
Nope, you already said 50 bucks.
No, 50 no, million, 50 no. million dollars, 50. Who's that?
Oh, that must be him. I invited him to your house because you're going to kill him.
Well, I'm not going to kill him.
Sure you are, Marvin. Let's go down there and meet him. And once you meet him, you'll hate him so much that you'll want to kill him too.
What? Marvin, you can't do this.
Well, I'm not going to kill him, baby. Unless I get 50 million.
Marvin!
Oh, hi, Dad.
Oh, hey! What's this?
It's
What's
your
this?
Will.
What's
It's
this?
Your will! It's What's your this? Will!
Oh, yeah, you're right! Look at that! It's my will! And your name's not on it! Why? Why is your name not on it? Why is your name not on it? Oh, I know why! It's because I'm giving all my money to my cat, Mrs. Puffy Pants!
See? I told you he's an asshole.
Hey, who's your bald friend over here?
Oh, it's my friend Marvin!
Cut the crap! We know you don't have friends! Hey, Baldy! How much you paying you, huh? I'll double it.
Wait, so you have a cat?
Yeah, let me inside and I'll show you it.
Oh, okay.
Well, there she is, the $2 trillion cat.
God, I hate that cat.
Well, let's go ahead and get this show on the road. Let me go ahead and sign this will, that way my son doesn't get any of my money.
Wait, why don't you want your son to have any of your money?
Why? Because I hate his guts. Hey, son.
Yeah, Dad.
Hate you.
I know.
Well, why do you hate him so much?
Last year on my birthday, he got me a gift card.
What, a gift card?
Yeah, it was a Ferrari gift card. I didn't know what else to get him.
You could have just went down to the Ferrari dealership and gotten me a car yourself.
Well, I didn't know what color Ferrari you wanted or the model or anything. So I just gave you a $1 million gift card so you could get what you wanted.
Wow, $1 million. Can you believe the name of this guy? What am I? Pull up? Ugh. I'm going to go ahead and sign this will, Jimmy. I'm getting tired of your crap.
Marvin, what are you doing? Stop it. Stop it. He's about to sign it. Stop it.
Hey, you watching, Jimmy?
Stop it, Marvin. Come on, what are you doing?
Oh, wait. Don't sign it yet. Are you hungry?
You know what? I am hungry, Miranda. How about you go get me a filet mignon wrapped in 24-karat gold?
Well, where am I supposed to get that at?
I don't know, Marvin, but go get it and make sure you poison it.
What, poison it?
Yeah, go on. Go. Get it.
Okay, I'm going to go get it.
Thank you.
Okay, that should work.
Marvin, what's taking so long?
I'm making your dad his meal.
Wait, that's not a filet mignon, that's ham.
Well, I don't have a filet mignon. I don't have rich people food, so all I have is... the cat's here.
Oh, Mrs. Puffy Pants, go!
Yeah, leave.
All right, good.
Oh, okay. I don't have steak, so I just got him, like, a piece of ham.
All right, now put the poison on there and let's go give it to him.
Well, I don't have poison.
You don't carry rat poison on you?
What, no.
All right, hold on. See, look, this is rat poison, okay?
Okay.
Here, just gonna put some on there.
But all right, that's a lot of poison.
Yeah, we need that. Now, take it to my dad. Let's go.
Okay.
Who's a good Miss Puffy Pants?
All right, Dad. Here's your food.
Oh, nice of you to finally join us. Miss Puffy Pants was telling me a little secret.
Oh, well, what was she saying?
Oh, she was just letting me know that you were trying to give me a piece of ham instead of filet mignon.
Oh, well, at least she didn't mention the poison.
And that you poisoned it, did it? Well, you try to pull a fast one on your old man, you're not getting nothing. I already signed the papers.
No, my money!
Hey, Jimmy, you want to know what the best part is? I'm having a heart attack. Hey, I'm just kidding with you.
What? No! He died! And he already signed the will! My money!
Whoa, hold on. No one else knows he signed that will, so we can just rip it up and pretend he never signed it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, and I already sent a copy to my lawyer. Now I'm really dead.
Oh, he already sent a copy to the lawyer, Marvin!
Okay, how about this? How about we just call his lawyer and see if there's a loophole? He can't really give $2 trillion to a cat.
That's a good idea, Marvin. Let's call him.
Hey there, I'm Steve Stahlberger, talent agent and Frank Goodman's lawyer. Must be sleeping.
No, he's dead.
Oh, what a shame. Frank was a good man. Good man. So why'd you call me?
Well, this is his will right here, and I was wondering if there were any loopholes in it to where I could get all his money.
And who are you?
I'm Mr. Goodman. I'm his son.
Oh, I remember you. Frank hated your guts. Well, let's take a little look-see here. Oh, do not give any of my ex-wives a single goddamn penny of my money. Uh-oh, this doesn't look good.
What?
Well, it says, do not give any of my money to my son, Mr. Goodman. That doesn't look good for you. Well, let's see here. It says, give all of my money to my cat, Mrs. Puffy Pants. Now I say, who is a Mrs. Puffy Pants?
Right here. I'm Mrs. Puffy Pants.
But you just said you were Mr. Goodman.
No, I didn't. I'm Mrs. Puffy Pants.
You don't look like any cat I've ever seen.
Yes, I do. See the ears? Meow.
And is this your cage?
Oh, it sure is. I'll get in a cage for $2 trillion.
Well, I don't see any other cats around, so I guess I have to give this money to you. All right, I'll go to the bank and withdraw it in cash, because I'm pretty sure cats don't have bank accounts.
Nope, cash is fine. I'll be right here waiting for it.
All right, I'll be right back.
Well, Marvin, I can't believe these cat ears actually work.
I know, there's no way he actually believes you're a cat.
Hey there, I'm looking for a Mrs. Puffy Pants.
Right here.
Yeah, hey, I got a call from a lawyer who said it was part of the will that I'm supposed to spay you so you can't have any babies.
So what's spay mean?
Oh, it's where you scoop out all the reproductive organs in a girl cat.
Oh, well, you can cut my balls off for $2 trillion.
Wait a minute. Did you say balls?
Oh, I meant, Arby's roast beef sandwich.
Oh, okay. Well, come on over here, Mrs. Puffy Pants. Let me see what I'm working with.
Okay.
What? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
What the? That's a big crank.
What?
That's not a Mrs. Puffy Pants. That's a Mr. Puffy Pants.
I mean, you can still cut it off, can't you?
No. That's not how this works. I gotta go tell the lawyer that you're not Mrs. Puffy Pants.
No. Please don't tell the lawyer. Oh, Marvin, what are we gonna do now?
I don't know.
Oh, I got it. What if your wife wears the cat ears? Then she can be Mrs. Puffy Pants.
I'm not doing that. I don't condone any of this.
Well, baby, please.
Please.
There you go. you go, baby. You look great.
I hate this.
Now remember, when he gives you the money, you have to give it to me.
I said, I am pissed. I have 60 dump trucks full of money outside and no Mrs. Puffy Pants to give it to. Now why did you lie to me, son?
I'm so sorry, but we found the real Mrs. Puffy Pants and she's right behind you.
Hey.
I guess you could be a Mrs. Puffy Pants. Give me a meow.
Meow.
Yes. Now, I say, I have had it up to here with all of these shenanigans. Will the real Mrs. Puffy Pants please stand up? I say, will the real Mrs. Puffy Pants please stand up? Now that looks like a Mrs. Puffy Pants.
No, don't give her the money. She doesn't deserve it.
Come on, Mrs. Puffy Pants. Let's go to the dump trucks outside. There you go, Mrs. Puffy Pants. We got about 100 more dump trucks coming with your money.
God, I hate that cat.
Well, look, she's already rich, so there's nothing you can do about it now.
I'll think of something, Marvin. Will you marry me, Mrs. Puffy Pants?
What, you can't marry a cat?
Sure I can. Oh, what's that? She said yes. Wait, she said, Breeze!
I didn't hear her say yes.
Hey there, do you take this cat to be your husband?
She said she does.
And do you take this cat to be your wife?
I do.
All right, well, I pronounce you cat and cat. You may kiss the cat.
Great. Now I want a divorce and this is all mine.
What, you can't get divorced like that?
No, I did.
What? Oh, were they really married?
Yeah.
And they're really divorced now?
Yeah.
What? All right, this is my last box of money. I just got to load it up on my private jet.
Well, you got all the money you wanted, Goodman. Your dad just had to die, and you had to marry a cat to get it, though.
Sounds like a good day to me, but I'm a man of my word, Marvin. So here's your 50 bucks.
I wanted 50 million.
You didn't even kill him. He died of natural causes. So be lucky you're getting 50 bucks.
Okay.
Oh, Blueberry Bear, what are you going to spend your $50 on?
Whatever you want, my butterfly britches.
2 for $20 at Olive Garden?
Sure, babe, let's go.
I'm going to throw up.
You're gonna sit there and do nothing and have a day off, then you're wrong! You're gonna be doing no more schoolwork so you don't forget anything over the summer!
Dude, this sucks!
Thanks, Teach. I wanted some more knowledge in my noodle before that long summer break. I'm gonna miss school.
Oh, I hate you.
So I'm gonna come around and pass out these worksheets. Just kidding! Pizza party! Everyone come up here and get us right. I'm gonna be jamming.
Woohoo! Pizza party!
I love pizza!
But teacher, the knowledge for my noodle. At least give us one worksheet.
Shut up, nerd.
Whoa! Whoa!
You need some help, dude?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Pizza? I want pizza.
Pizza? More like poopsa. I am gonna grab some.
And remember, Crass, only take one piece of pizza so everyone else in the class can have some.
Yeah, all right.
Cheese pizza? Where's the pepperoni, jabroni?
It's right there, Cody.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, this pizza looks so good. Hey, wait a minute, Cody. You grabbed two pieces of pizza. You're only supposed to grab one per person.
I did get one per person. One for me and one for Ken.
He's a dog, dude. He can't eat pizza.
Yes, he can, Joseph. He's not a dog, Joseph. Ken loves pizza, Joseph. Shut your mouth, Joseph.
And wait a minute, Joseph. You grabbed three pieces.
Yeah, and I deserve it, dude. This is the I'm sorry for slavery pizza. This is the segregation pizza. And this is the reparation slice.
Well, you owe us one back because we just gave you the Little Mermaid.
Oh, dang. You're right. You're right. Here you go.
And also, we just gave you Splash Mountain, too.
No! Splash Mountain been racist, dude!
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, you get that one. Hey, wait a minute, Penelope, what are you eating?
It's a pizza Lunchable, Junior.
But there's real pizza up there!
But that's greasy and gross!
Your face is greasy and gross.
I want some pepperoni pizza.
That's my pepperoni pizza!
Alright then, well, I'll just have some cheese pizza.
That's my cheese pizza! Yeah, there. Go ahead, enjoy your spit fart pizza.
Well, fortunately for you, I like spit fart pizza.
What?
No, it's my pizza. Give it to me.
Oh my God! You two destroyed a perfectly good pizza, and you're both fighting on the last day of school. That is it. I'm calling the principal.
Somebody call the principal.
Oh no, the principal.
Okay, which one of you two students am I here to punish?
Hadouken! Finish him! Fatality. Well, principal, Steinbeck. These two boys were fighting, and they threw pizza on the floor!
Pizza? On the floor? Papa John's pizza? 12 inches?
For $2.99?
You wasted it?
Let me tell you boys something.
Oh, you've done it now! Oh, I'm about to call your parents. No, I'm gonna meet them, because I have the perfect punishment.
Okay, baby, all our bags are packed for our non-refundable trip to Hawaii.
Marvin, how do you think Jeffy's last day of school went?
I don't really care. All I know is when he gets out of school, we're heading to the airport to go to Hawaii.
Marvin, did you pack my toothbrush?
You don't have teeth.
Did you pack my lipstick?
So you can only put it on your top lip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Yay.
Where's his parents?
Hey, who are you?
I am your worst nightmare. I am your son's principal.
Aw, did you drop Jeffy off from school?
Yeah.
How nice.
But anyway, your son wasted a whole Papa John's pizza and threw it on the floor.
Why would you do that, Jeffy?
Because the other kid spit and farted on it.
Wait, he did what? Get it off my tongue. Gross. You're suspended for 2 weeks for fighting.
Wait a minute. Today was the last day of school, so is he going to be suspended for the next 2 weeks of next year's class?
No, that's the problem. I want him suspended now, right now. So you have to show up to school for the next 2 weeks or you're expelled.
Well, wait a minute. He can't because we have a non-refundable trip to Hawaii right now.
Well, hate to tell you this, but it looks like your trip is canceled. So he better show up to school for the next 2 weeks, or he's expelled, and you two will be arrested for child neglect.
Toodaloo. Oh, Jeffy, this is all your fault.
Well, it's not my fault that kid spit and farted on the pizza.
Jeffy, why'd you have to get in a fight over a dumb pizza? You could have ate all the pizza you wanted in Hawaii, but now we can't go, and the trip's non-refundable.
Marvin, we can't go.
No, fuck! That's what we've been talking about the whole time. Have you not been listening?
Oh.
Listen, you know what? We are still going.
All right, I'm going to go back.
No, Jeffy, you're not going. Me and Rose are going to go, and I'm going to get you a babysitter.
That's donkey dick!
No, it's not.
Yes, it is! I'm circumcised!
Jeffy!
What?
Guys, calm down. Listen, Jeffy, you're the one who decided to get in trouble, so you're not going to make me and Rose get punished for your stupid mistake. So me and Rose are going to go to Hawaii, and I'm going to call you a babysitter.
I'm so mad I can eat my fingers.
Hey there, somebody call a plumber?
A what?
A plumber.
Do you mean a plumber?
That's what I'm saying, plumber. It has a B in it.
The B is silent.
You should be silent. Anyway, what do you need me to plumb?
We don't need anything plumbed. We just need someone to watch my son, Jeffy.
Why did you call a plumber if you don't need anything plumbed? I plumb things.
Listen, me and my wife are leaving for Hawaii in 1 hour. I grabbed my phone and your name was the first name on my contacts.
You don't have any contacts from A to P? Plumber is the first thing that came up? My name is Brooklyn Guy. That means I'm in your phone as plumber.
Listen, can you watch my son or not?
Did you say you were going to Hawaii?
Yes.
I like Hawaiian punch.
Okay.
Did you like Hawaiian punch?
I do.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So can you watch my son or
what
not?
What color?
What?
What color Hawaiian punch do you like?
Red?
Yeah, that's the best one.
So can you watch my son?
You know they redesigned the Hawaiian punch guy? He looks like a Pixar character now. I don't like it.
What?
Yeah, put up a picture. See that? Look how they massacred my boy.
Well, can you watch my son or not?
Wait, isn't he 18? Can't he watch himself?
Yes, but I need someone to drop him off at school for the next 2 weeks.
So you're telling me that car downstairs with his name on it does not belong to him?
I don't trust that he'll actually drive to school every day.
So you want me to drive a grown man to school every day while you're in Hawaii?
Yes.
Well, that's not fair. I want to go to Hawaii.
Well, I don't have anyone to watch Jeffy.
So if I find you a babysitter, I can go?
No.
Then why did you offer?
I didn't. You're the one who brought it up.
I came over here thinking I was going to Hawaii.
No, you didn't. You found out about Hawaii once you got here.
Well, I'm thinking about it now.
Listen, you can't go. No one can go. Me and my wife have to go. Can you just babysit my son, Jeffy?
What do I get out of it?
You get time away from your wife.
It's true. I do hate her. How long are you going to be gone?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? Jesus, what am I supposed to do for 2 weeks?
Drop Jeffy at school off every 2 weeks. I mean, for the next 2 weeks. You got me going crazy. Can you watch him or not?
What can I not do in your house?
What?
What do you not want happening in your house?
Anything bad.
Define bad.
Are you going to do something bad?
Bro.
What?
Come on. It's me.
What does that mean?
You know me. Come on.
What?
Bro.
Okay, go. Baby, grab our bags. We're out of here.
All right, Jeffy, listen. Your parents are gone, so now you can just run around and do whatever the hell it is you want to do. I don't care. Just leave me alone, okay? So tomorrow, I'm going to take you to school. I'm going to come back here and make myself some pancakes. Okay, that's the plan. Got it? So just run. Go do what you want to do.
Ah!
Okay.
anyway. Ooh, man, this is great. There's nothing better than bumming on somebody else's couch. Well, nothing better except for bumming on somebody else's couch with Hawaiian Punch. I'm gonna go check the fridge.
Let's see if they got some Hawaiian Punch. Oh, they do. And it's new. They haven't even opened it yet. Oh my god. I wanna take a bath in Hawaiian Punch. Ooh, that's such a good idea.
Oh, it's bath time.
Alright, it's all nice and filled up. Ugh. Time to get in.
I can't believe I got to spend my first 2 weeks of summer at school.
This is all your fault, bro.
No, it's all your fault. You're the one who spit and farted all over the pizza.
I spit and farted on your mom last night.
You take that back.
No.
Welcome, imbeciles, to summer detention.
Quiet.
I need complete silence.
Woo!
That's music to my ears. Oh, I love that sound. You too! You made me miss my first 2 weeks of summer vacation. I can't believe you. Now I'm stuck here at school watching y'all. You know what? I actually like being here. I don't have a life. Boy, I'm lonely. But I'm gonna make you guys' life a living hell. For the next 2 weeks, you're gonna sit in complete silence while I paint a birdhouse.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. You hear that? This bird's inside.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and if I hear a peep out of any one of you, yeah, any one of you, you're going to the Closet of Doom! Closet of Doom. What's the Closet of Doom, you say? No, it's just the most fiery, hell-blazing closet you've ever seen.
Well, this is actually an ordinary closet.
I'm just trying to scare you, but just don't say anything! Shush! While I paint my birdhouse.
Hey, what's that?
It's Hubba Bubba.
I want some Hubba Bubba.
No, you don't get no Hubba Bubba. It's my Hubba Bubba.
I just want these, bro. Come on.
No, you farted and spit on my pizza. You're not getting my Hubba Bubba.
Give me that Hubba Bubba.
Fuck off.
Give me.
It's mine.
Give me that Hubba Hubba Bubba.
Do I hear talking?
It's time. Yes! Time for real pain! In you go!
Okay, we're back from Hawaii.
Ow, I'm so sunburnt and bruised.
I told you not to swing on the hammock.
But it looked like fun.
So where's Jeffy?
Who?
Jeffy?
Who?
My son?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I dropped him off at school, like, 2 weeks ago, and I never went back to pick him up.
Well, you didn't go pick him up?
No, I forgot, sorry.
Marvin, what do we do?
I'm about to go to the school and see what's going on.
Wait. Just one more thing. I saw some Hawaiian Punch in your fridge, and I thought it would be cool to take a bath in Hawaiian Punch, so I did. So now your bathtub is all red and sticky. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, sorry about that.
Hey!
Hey! You like my birdhouse? Painted it myself. Took me 2 weeks. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, so where's my son?
Oh, he's in hell.
Hell?
Oh, yeah, the Closet of Doom.
That closet right there?
Yeah.
Jeffy?
Got any fours? Go fish.
Oh, hey, Daddy!
What are you kids doing?
We've been in the closet for 2 weeks. We've been pooping in the corner, and the only thing we've had to eat is Hubba Bubba. Every time I fart, I blow a bubble.
Yeah, I'm pretty constipated.
Kids, get out of there! Jeffy, I am so sorry you were left at school for 2 weeks.
Are you okay?
What? I'm sorry. I had something in my ear. I think I got it.
Well, Jeffy, at least you got your detention over with. Now rate it.
Rate it?
Yeah, 1 through 47, with 47 being the worst thing you've ever seen, and 1 being a 4.
What?
Is that SpongeBob?
No, that's Booger Bob and Squid Tard!
But that looks like SpongeBob.
But it's not a sponge, it's a booger daddy!
Marvin, don't stifle Jeffy's creativity.
Yeah, don't stable my creativity.
Stifle.
Well, you saying the word a second time isn't gonna make me know what that word is.
Jeffy, how about you draw something not gross, like a...
Ooh, draw me a butterfly!
How about I stick this pencil in my stink hole?
No, Jeffy, don't do anything with the stink hole.
Well, she said, but I did everything with the stink hole.
What I was... Okay.
Marvin, I'm hungry.
Hi, hungry, I'm Marvin.
Marvin, but I'm hungry.
Yeah, and I'm Marvin. Hi, we keep saying your name.
Marvin, that's not funny, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know your name. Are you crazy? Like, you keep saying your name so loud.
Marvin, please, I'm hungry, I just want some food.
You want to order pizza?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask Jeff if he wants pizza. Hey,
I wanna die.
What, Jeff, you don't look so good. You look sad.
Yeah, I don't wanna live anymore.
Well, we're about to order pizza. You want some pizza? What, you don't want any, well, what kind of pizza do you want?
The kind that'll make me die the fastest.
Oh, the one that would make you die the fastest. Well, that'd be stuffed crust with cheese, and a lot of toppings, with a lot of cheese sticks. Okay. See, buddy? You seem like that made you happy.
I still want to die, though.
What made Jeffy so depressed? All right, Jeffy, I rated a what'd you say, a 47 was bad?
Yeah.
Then I rated a 3.
It's still bad, because it's just a SpongeBob with a booger, and because I can't draw the real thing, because it's copyright.
Oh, he's so sad, baby.
Marvin, I wonder if we should call a doctor. But pizza first.
Yeah, you should probably definitely get the pizza, though.
Okay, I'm gonna call
wings.
It with wings.
Yeah, but I still want to die.
Okay, I'm gonna call the pizza place and a doctor.
Okay, pizza.
Hello.
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor and order pizza at the same time?
Why are you delivering pizzas if you're a doctor?
Listen, I got a lot of jobs. I'm just trying to be efficient. I was actually in the middle of open heart surgery, and then Papa John's called, and he said the N-word, and then he said you needed some pizza.
Wait, so you left open heart surgery?
Oh yeah. Don't worry. I told the nurses to just keep the guy stable and keep pumping the heart. Just pump it up, pump up the jam, pump it up. Well, your feet are stomping. I'm sorry. Every time I hear pump it up, I just go right into a song. It's kind of like whenever I hear Chili's. Chili's baby back ribs, barbecue sauce. I got a song for everyone.
Well, listen up.
Now here's a story about a guy who lives in a blue world and all his shit is blue. I don't really remember the words to that one.
Okay, listen, I need your help seriously. My son is depressed, he's not acting normal, and I need you to come inside.
Huh, okay. I might help if you let me have one of these here slices of pizza.
Okay, you can have as much pizza. If you come in, you can have one piece of pizza.
Well, hold on. You were going to offer me more, and then you changed your mind. What happened?
Oh, I just ate stuffed crust.
Ooh, fuck me. It's fucking stuffed crust?
Yes, it's stuffed up. It's pretty stuffed up.
I can see why you're being stingy.
There's a lot of cheese in it.
Okay. Well, how about this? How about I eat as many as I want, and then I help you with your problem?
Yeah.
You spank that pizza.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Ugh, I'm so ready to eat this pizza. Give me a piece, give me a piece, give me a piece of that Papa John pie. I love that theme song.
Wait, that's the Kit Kat theme song.
No, it's not, Marvin. Did you hear me say Kit Kat one time?
No, but it's like, give me a break of that Kit Kat bar.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of that.
Oh, cheese sticks.
Oh, it smells like feet.
What?
Oh, man, I'm going to have some of these.
Hey, before you dig in, can you look at my son?
Yep, I've seen him. Cheese stick time.
Oh, no. Listen, look. He's very sad. Jeffy, what's wrong, buddy?
I want to die.
Oh, what'd you draw?
I drew me holding a balloon.
Oh, that's really good. Oh, you didn't color in the balloon.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's shitty.
Well, no, it's really good. Look, can you look at him and tell him his drawing's good?
Yes, it's great.
No. Listen, he looks really sad. He's not usually this dull, sad. Wait, I noticed something different. Wait, Jeffy, lift your head. All right, guys, you looking at his head?
I'm looking at him again. He looks the same.
No. Look, he has like a colored pencil in his nose.
Okay, cool.
Did you think that maybe whatever colored pencil he has in his nose, like he has a gray one in, it makes him gray? Do you think whatever colored pencil he has affects his mood?
Yeah, buddy. Oh, I can't believe you figured that out. You're so smart. Hey, could you open that marinara for me?
No, listen. Jeffy is seriously not okay.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look okay. Sure.
Come on, you're a doctor. Am I being crazy?
Yes, you are being crazy. In my professional opinion as a doctor, you're insane. Yes.
Good.
Well, buddy!
What?
Help!
I'm trying to eat cheese sticks.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to take the pencil's nose and see if it changes him back.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, God, you know, help. You know, just go back to your open heart surgery.
Oh, no, I'm going to have a few cheese sticks first. Actually, I'm going to see how many I can fit in my mouth at once. Hold on.
All right, Jeffy, how you feeling?
Good, Daddy, I no longer want to end it all.
I was right.
Oh, I ate too many cheese sticks.
No, look, I was right. Look, I took the gray pencil out of his nose, and he's no longer sad, so whatever colored pencil goes inside him, or his nose.
Does it matter where it is? Does it have to be the nose?
And whatever, I took it out, and he's not sad anymore.
Oh, well, do you have a skinny pencil I can put my ex-wife's nose? You know, because she's so fat.
Why doesn't she try Ozempic?
Oh, I'm pretty sure she's allergic to Ozempic. Just like she's allergic to eating vegetables or working out or putting in literally any effort at all. She's allergic to not cheating on me in the parking lot at a Walmart. She's fat. Did I mention she was fat?
Yeah.
She's fat.
Oh, okay, so Jeffy. Oh, what if you put a red one in your nose?
Oh, let's find out.
Oh, wait. Red would mean angry.
Daddy, what the
Jeffy, what's wrong?
You let the stupid son of a bitch come in the house and then eat all my cheese sticks!
I was going for the pizza.
No, f*** you! I'm pissed! I'm P-I-S-S-D-S-T! Pissed! Ah!
Jeffy, just calm down. It's just the colored pencil that's making you this mad.
No, it's not! It's you! It's your f***ing stupid bald-ass head! Bald, bald, bald!
Jeffy, don't hit me.
Ah!
Jeffy, that's not very nice.
Get this n***a bitch off the plane!
Wait, oh, no, he has a...
He has a I'm gonna go board a flight!
No, get the perking hat off, Jeffy. Stop it. No saying those bad words. I am so sorry for this. He's just really mad.
Ah!
Jeffy, I have to take the pencil out of your nose, okay?
Father, I just want to say that I apologize for the way that I was acting. It was the tism talking.
No, it was the colored pencil. No more putting colored pencil in your nose. It's making you act really bad.
Okay.
Jeez.
I think I'm gonna try this color.
No, Jeffy, do not put that in your nose.
No, I think I'm just gonna color my face with it.
No, do not do that. Well, you're careful, Jeffy.
Nah, yeah, you're right. I'm just gonna put it in my nose.
Oh, look at the cheese.
Hey, what's up, knee addy? Rat tat tat in my Hellcat with my gang going splat splat.
Jeffy,
what's up, fool?
That's not great, right?
Oh, Jeffy, you gotta take the black one out.
Nah, man, what's up,
you? Okay, Jeffy, don't. You already said that last. You can't say that didn't change your color.
Well, it did.
Okay, I think
you gotta get that pencil.
I'm gonna take the pencil out of your nose.
Yo, well, hold on, I'm voting for Obama, and he wasn't even on the ballots.
Okay, let's just.
Hey, man, what you doing? Father, I just want to say that was culturally insensitive and that I apologize. But I'm about to put this one in my nose and offend everybody.
No, just
die. Hey, we're going to learn our gay beasties. And because it's me, I'm going to sit here and start with my favorite letter. D. It stands for what I like in my mouth.
Oh. Jeffy, no. It says it stands for drag.
Yeah, drag your nuts across my face.
I'm taking out of his nose.
We got F for freaky.
Sorry, Danny, I was part of the alphabet soup community.
Well, no more colored pencils, Jeffy.
All right, only the white ones. Got it.
No, Jeffy, I'm tired of all the different ways you're acting. Listen, just go to your room and take your pictures with you.
Okay.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, it's my self-portrait. It sucked.
No, I mean, does that look like him?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's kind of bad, Jeffy.
Huh. Well, doodle-doodle, pencil fart!
What the fuck?
Mayonnaise!
What? Did he just say mayonnaise?
Yeah,
I got a mayonnaise cap on my head.
Yeah, Jeffy, listen, okay. Can you please go back to normal?
Okay, you have fun with that. I'm gonna take this and get back to my surgery.
Jeffy, calm down. Okay, I don't know how... He didn't put a specific pencil in his nose this time to change him.
Jeffy, are you feeling okay?
Okay, I'm going to take that pencil out of his nose and maybe that'll change him.
Okay.
Listen to me, okay? I need to take this pencil out of your nose, buddy.
Blah, blah.
No mayonnaise.
Blah, blah. Thanks for shaving me, Daddy. I almost went full tard. You never want to go full tard. Maybe 50 to 75% is good, but never full.
All right, Jeffy, please stop with all the drawings and no more colored pencils, okay?
All right, let me be honest with you, Daddy. The pencils weren't making me do that. I was just being a shithead.
What about the N-word, the bad words?
It was me.
Jeffy, stop it.
Marvin, can we please go see Trailer Park Danny?
Who's Trailer Park Danny?
He's a famous country singer.
But you don't listen to country music.
Sure I do, but I only listen to Trailer Park Danny.
I don't think we should waste our money on Trailer Park tickets.
But Marvin, please, he's coming into town with his sister, who's also his wife.
His sister's his wife? That's disgusting.
No, Marvin, just watch one music video. You'll fall in love with the sound of his voice.
Ah! Jeffy, I'm trying to watch this thing. Stop it.
My sexy sister, I sure wanna kiss her. I want to lick those pretty yellow teeth and grab a few beers and get in my truck. We can go mudding and hope we don't get stuck. 'Cause I'm a cousin wrecking tractor pulling corn, growing bull riding shotgun, son of a gun. 'Cause I'm a shine sipping, knee slapping, lasso throwing, cow tipping, son of a gun.
See, Marvin, isn't he amazing? Even the kitty cat liked him.
Where'd that cat come from?
He has the voice of an angel, Marvin. That's why I have to see him in concert.
Well, how much are the tickets?
$500 for the front row.
$500?
Please, Marvin?
No!
Oh, you made mommy cry, and now you're going to the bad place.
Hell. Why'd you whisper hell?
Because it's a bad word and you're not supposed to say shit like that.
You just said the S word.
No, I didn't. You're a liar. And liars go to hell.
Jeffy, shut up.
Well, Danny, I could become a country singer and then I could sing for mommy for free.
You don't have a country voice, Jeffy.
Yes, I do, Danny. Watch. I voted for Trump. Build the wall.
Where'd that voice come from?
It's my country voice, Danny. And watch this. Alabama football team, Roll Tide, Nick Saban, 24 car, Jeff Gordon, 93 octane's the best octane. Yeehaw.
What?
And the saddest day of my life was when Dale Earnhardt crashed the car into the wall and the car burst into flames and he died right there. And that was the saddest day of NASCAR ever. And NASCAR's never been the same since. But don't get me wrong. Dale Earnhardt Jr. can drive the fuck out of a race car. And don't even get me started on Hamburger Hill. I'll eat that shit up.
All right, Jeffy, I guess you do have a good country voice. So if you go make a song, maybe she'll like it.
All right, Danny. I just gotta call my cousin so I can make out with her while watching Old Yeller.
Jerry Moore!
Hey, Danny, what you up to?
Jeffy, what's this ridiculous outfit?
Well, I just got back from the stew cooking up some hot beets. So hot, I could fry an egg on my sister's ass. Yummy!
What?
Yeah, Danny, I made a music video and a song.
Well, let me see it.
All right, here you go. Check it.
This song goes out to my beautiful sister. We've been married for 6 years. I love you, baby.
I love my sister. Yes, I do.
Yeehaw!
I love my sister because she's prettier than you.
Oh, I like NASCAR and drinking beer. I like mudding and shooting deer. Got 2 teeth? Well, come on here. My truck's lit, just nothing to fear. You like big trucks, I'll give you a ride. Alabama football, Roll Tide. My mama's cooking, tastes so good. Don't talk to me if you live in the hood. I love my sister, yes I do.
Jerry!
I love my sister, she's my cousin too.
Jeffy, turn that off!
What's wrong, Daddy?
That song was very inappropriate.
Well, that's what country singers sing about. The only thing I didn't mention was losing my daughter, my wife leaving me, but I'll sing about that in the next song.
Jeffy, do not release that song.
Too late, Daddy. Already did. Now every trailer park princess from Mississippi to Alabama will be wanting to lick my beanies and suck my weenies.
Richie, shut up! Who's that?
Hello?
Hey, I'm Big Time Record Label Manager Steve Stellberger. Is Jeffy here?
Yeah, he's upstairs.
Oh, you must be his father. Your son's gonna be huge, I tell ya, huge!
Wait, really?
Oh yeah, let me come inside and we'll talk business.
Okay, come on in. So here's Jeffy.
Hey there, sonny, you ready to be a star?
Piggly Wiggly!
I'll take that as a yes!
Wait, hold on, what's going on?
Well, Jeffy released this new single and all the country bumpkins are going crazy over it. So the record label wants to offer him a $5 million deal. Here's the cash.
What? That's a lot of cash. Wait, hold on. What does Jeffy have to do for that money?
Oh, you know, just the usual. Sell his likeness, his face, his voice. Pretty much sell his soul.
Jeffy, would you sell your soul for $5 million?
Yes, and just in case you didn't hear me,
Yes. Wait. Why does the record label want Jeffy? Why are they offering him so much money?
Well, the record label wants to replace Trailer Park Danny with someone new, someone younger, someone sexier.
So the record label wants to replace Trailer Park Danny with Jeffy? I hate Trailer Park Danny because my wife loves him and I want him gone.
Yeah, they sure do. All he has to do is say yes.
For the third time.
Yes, we'll take the deal.
All right, take your money. See you later.
Jeffy, look at all this cash. Jeffy! Who's at the door? Hold on, Jeffy. Count the cash. Make sure they didn't leave any behind.
Yeah, I can't.
Hello?
Hey there. Does that Jeffy feller live here?
Wait, you're Trailer Park Danny.
Sure am, and this here's my beautiful sister, Charlene.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
You think she's pretty?
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Well, don't go getting no ideas, mister. Her teeth are mine lit.
Shoo!
Wait, no, actually, I don't really think she's that attractive.
You think my sister's ugly?
You take that back!
No, she's actually very hot.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, mister. We need to talk to that Jeffy fella.
Well, he's upstairs, so come on in.
All right.
Hey, Jeffy, Trailer Park Danny wants to talk to you.
Does he want to see my cash?
I got a bone to pick with you, Jeffy.
Well, I got your bone right here.
Tell me why the record label calls me on my telephone saying they gave all my money to you.
Because I'm the shit?
More like piece of shit. Now, I'm going to lose everything. I'm going to lose my damn trailer, my pig, my boat. And now my sister's talking about leaving me.
I'd never leave you, brother.
You better not, because I'll tell Mom.
Don't you tell Mama.
Oh, I sure would. She'd throw your ass down in the well.
Well, damn.
Wait, is she really, like, your real sister?
Hell yeah, we're fraternal twins. We shared a womb, now we share a room. Yeah.
We got married at the family reunion.
Hell yeah, I'll tell you what, she was the prettiest girl there. Before I knew it, I was proposing to her at the county fair. Man, was she looking pretty, sitting there bobbing for apples. She had one on each tooth.
I had more teeth back then.
Then before I knew it, I was on one knee proposing. And I'll tell you what, she said yes faster than a red wattle pig scarping out a chili dog. Hell yeah, row tie.
Okay, I think we're getting off topic. What are you wanting from Jeffy?
I want half his damn money.
No!
Well, yeah, he earned this money.
No, he didn't. He wrote one country song. I wrote 53 about Sister Licky.
Okay, listen. The record label said that you're old news.
Old news? I'll show you old news. You'll rue the day you met in Trailer Park Dan, Jeffy. Come on, sister, let's get out of here.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
All right, well, just remember to wipe back to front.
Always do.
I'll meet you in the truck.
Dang, she's so sexy.
No, she's not. The bathroom's down there.
He's hot.
No. Listen, the bathroom's that way. You should go use the bathroom.
Dad, do you think she'll date me?
No, you should ask her. Would you date my son?
Sure would!
Oh, F yeah! Alright, baby, go wait in my room. Danny, I'm gonna knock those teeth out. You count the cash.
No, don't count the... I thought you already counted the cash.
Danny, I don't know how to count. You count the cash, I'm gonna go get some ass.
Well, Jeffy, stop it! Oh, my God. Well, that is a lot of money.
What the hell's taking Charlene so long to use a damn turlet? I'm gonna go check on her.
Charlene! I checked the bathroom, I didn't see you in there. You get lost? Charlene, you in here?
Sister!
Brother!
Jeffy!
You cheating on me with this inbred? He ain't even family.
Well, he looks like one of us.
Well, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna go get famous again. I'm gonna leave your ass on the curb.
Ah, shoot. You're old news.
I hope you're enjoying me and Daddy's sloppy thirds.
You won't ever leave me, will ya?
No promises, but if I find somebody else with one more tooth than you, then maybe.
Deal!
Alright, now you hop back on these beanies and weenies.
$4,990,000? $5 million. All $5 million is there. Oh my God, we can buy whatever we want. Our lives are gonna change forever! The news!
Breaking news, MK! Trailer Park Danny, who's being called Old News, is now New News, because he just released a hit new song featuring the new upcoming black country singer, BLT. We will now play the music video for you.
I'm really sad, my sister cheated on me. I don't know why she would do this to me. I want her to come back and only love me, but looks like she doesn't love me.
Oh, hell nah. Don't be sad, Trailer Park Danny. There's more sisters in the family tree. Ha. That's right, you don't need that hoe. It's time to let her.